The following is a special presentation of the WKLM Sports Department.
Now it's time for girls high school basketball as Highland travels to Sandy Valley. Here's Matt Coy with a call in the game.
And good evening. The Highland Hawks on the road tonight in the IVC. The second-ranked team in Division 4. Highland a record of 13-2. They're 8-0 and in first place in the IVC South. Taking on the Sandy Valley Lady Cardinals, a record of 7-8. They're 4-4 in the IVC South Division. Stay tuned. I'll be speaking to Highland head basketball coach Brady Stable on the pregame show on WKLM.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Visit Hummel Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Orville, and Worcester, or online at HummelGRP.com. A single-family home located at 10229 Township Road 67 in Kilbuck is listed for sale by Kaufman Realty and Auctions with an asking price of $850,000. This property was built in 2002 and has four bedrooms and two full and two partial baths with 4,912 square feet. Located in the West Tolls Local School District. For more information or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Jamie Miller at 330-852-4111 or check it out at Kaufman Realty.
Viker Concrete, located on County Road 189 between Benton and Holmesville, specializes in ready-mix concrete and state-approved limestone, sand, and gravel. All mixed styles are available, and you can count on fast, dependable delivery and competitive prices. Viker Concrete has served homes and surrounding counties for over 75 years. Call Viker Concrete today for all your concrete needs at 674-0038. Remember, for quality concrete, it's Fikert Concrete.
Hi, this is Kerry Taylor, and at Millersburg Electric, we understand that your time is valuable, and you deserve a salesperson who will listen to your needs and budget, then works hard to search for availability of the right appliance to get to you in the timeliest manner. As part of a multi-million-dollar buying group, our pricing is just as competitive as all those larger stores, and we get quick access to thousands of appliances. Finally, we'll send a dedicated delivery and install team to your home, and we offer service on your purchase long after the sale. Since 1945, Millersburg Electric on State Route 83 or 24/7 at MillersburgElectric.com.
When you're thinking of old-fashioned smokehouse flavor, think Sugar Valley Meats. They cure their own ham and bacon, and the old-fashioned smokehouse uses hickory, apple, and sassafras. Processing, curing, and custom butchering are available, cut to your specifications. That's Sugar Valley Meats on Dutch Valley Drive in Sugar Creek. Turn left at the light, and Sugar Valley Meats is 1/4 mile on the right. Call today, 330-852-4423.
Great products with local companies in shorter lead times. That's what you're getting when you buy your products at MRB Siding Supply. Most siding manufacturers are owned by large corporations, which means more hoops to jump through that bogs down the process. With all of the Provia products that they offer, MRB Siding Supply has a direct connection with a local company with awesome siding, windows, and doors, giving you what you need when you need it. Support local at MRB Siding Supply on County Road 624 in Millersburg or on the web at MRBsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys. MRB Siding Supply.
Before the Tip is brought to you by Village Motors of Millersburg.
When it comes to service, nobody cares more than Village Motors in Millersburg. This is Deke Miller, and I'm proud to say that we have state-of-the-art equipment and factory-trained technicians working on your vehicle when you visit. And we also offer a variety of preventative maintenance programs designed to greatly reduce the cost of your service visits. We are competitive, convenient, and we care. So the next time you need your vehicle service, stop by and see us at Village Motors in Millersburg.
Alongside Highland head basketball coach Brady Stable, coming off that dominant win back on Monday, Brady, at Indian Valley. First game since the Classic Lake Country. Were you pleased with the way your team kind of came out and kind of took care of business on Monday?
Yeah, it was good. I thought we had some new kids kind of step up, some of our guards that we're looking for to be more aggressive. And then on the offensive rebounds, thought we did a pretty good job there as well. So, yeah, I was pleased.
You mentioned that, of course, Joplin Yoder had the big game, 20 points, 8 rebounds. But we know what she can do. How about somebody like, you mentioned the guards, Evie Mass, 10 points, knocked out a couple of three-pointers, and good to see her kind of get it going from the offensive end.
Yeah, it really was. I felt like for her, it's just getting a little bit more aggressive. It doesn't always have to be a standing three for her. And so, you know, we know that she's got other capabilities as well as some of the other players that we want to, you know, be more aggressive, get downhill, and try to finish at the rim. And if they miss it, we got people coming to get the offensive board.
Going back to the Classic of the country, Brady able to play two very high-quality opponents during the Classic, as always here. What are some of the things you're able to take away from those games that maybe helps you here for the second half of the year?
You know, I think for us it was just figuring out that we can play in some of those physical games, some of those emotional games. And I think for us it was good to go through some of those battles and come out on the other side and realize that we're okay. Like we're going to get better from this, and we definitely learned a lot, and now we're starting to implement some of that stuff in practices and games, and hopefully we can keep it rolling tonight.
You know what your big three certainly can do, Brady? How much of also this last stretch of the regular season is kind of figuring out, the rest of the players as they continue to take on their roles here this last half of the year?
I think it's just an important time for kids to solidify what their roles are and really understand what we're asking from them, what the team needs from them, and, you know, vice versa on that as well. And I feel like kids are starting to figure out, hey, I'm a defender. I need to, you know, lock down defensively. But offensively, you know, we still are looking for them to be aggressive and look to keep adding to their game. So, yeah, I think it's a big roll time for us.
Take on Stanley Valley tonight. Tonight, as much as anything, Brady, is about going out there, playing high on the basketball, continue to kind of keep things rolling here in the right direction for you guys.
Yeah, exactly. Ever since the Classic, I mean, we've had a big focus on doing the little things extremely well, whether in practice or games, and hopefully we continue to do that tonight. I know they're a scrappy team. They're coached well, and they're the kind of team that's going to get better as the season goes on, and we know that. So coming in with a little bit of that swagger, hopefully we can keep defending and you know, keep shooting the ball well.
All right, Brady, thanks for your time.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Matt.
That's the voice of the Highland Lady Hawks head basketball coach, Brady Schlabel.
Before the Tip has been brought to you by Village Motors of Millersburg.
At Promotion Therapy Services, customer service and specialized treatment options are what set us apart. We work hard for our patients day in and day out. Our team of physical and occupational therapists are conveniently located for you in the heart of Millersburg. Can't come to us? We'll come to you with our team of therapists who specialize in home health services. We make it easy to receive physical therapy, emphasizing a close relationship with your physician as well as helping you navigate the insurance process. Our team is excited to begin offering new services such as dry needling, sports-focused rehab, foot orthosis consultations, and taping. With questions, call us 330-600-0844 or visit us online at promotion-therapy.com. We look forward to promoting a better you and would like to wish all winter sports a safe and healthy season.
Everywhere, every day, someone somewhere needs someone to care. Young people are especially desirous of someone to show an interest in what they do, where they are going, and what they will become. Denco Marketing of Millersburg believes taking that interest in a young person can make all the difference. Which young person needs your time and interest? Whichever one or ones you can give it to. They'll take care of the rest. Supporting young people in all endeavors is especially important to Denco Marketing of Millersburg, where the business at hand is the business of home.
Have you experienced the difference of hometown independent pharmacy lately? If not, now is the perfect time to start. Premier Pharmacy inside Rhodey's IGA is now open and accepting new patients. This is Joel Gauss from Premier Pharmacies in Berlin and Millersburg, inviting you to come experience the Premier Pharmacy difference. We want to be your teammate as you navigate the complex world of healthcare, offering you consistent, fast service and always being available to answer whatever questions you may have. Call us or stop in today. We will transfer all your active prescriptions from your current pharmacy so you don't have to worry about a thing. That's why we are Premier Pharmacy, your hometown independent pharmacy.
Get your vehicle back on the road smooth and problem-free with Village Motors Collision Center. Hi, this is Deke Miller, and our Collision Center works on all makes and models and has available deductible assistance, along with loaner and rental vehicles available for your use, complimentary oil change packages, not to mention that we are the preferred repair shop for most insurance companies. Ask us about our cleanup packages with four great packages from basic to premium by appointment only starting at $19.95. For collision repair, make your first stop at Village Motors in Millersburg.
There's nothing better than the sound of a hammer, a drill, and a saw. A&R Builders in Berlin has been putting all those tools to work for the past 25 years.
If you need re-roofing work done, A&R Builders is the place to call. They'll also do new homes for both residential and general contractors, along with pole buildings, decks, and custom framing. Call A&R Builders in Berlin at 893-2111. That's 893-2111.
Melway Paving Company is a well-known asphalt paving contractor for homes in surrounding counties since 1964, specializing in asphalt paving, chip and seal, and seal coating. For your next paving project, call Melway Paving at 330-279-9000. Melway Paving is a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
Stop in all this week for these great savings at Rohde's IGA. They have sweet and crisp Eastern grown Gala apples for 99 cents a pound, IGA tomato juice for $1.88, and IGA darker light kidney beans or chili beans for 88 cents. They also have pork loin boneless country style ribs for $2.49 a pound, pork loin boneless pork roast for $2.49 a pound, ballpark all beef franks for $3.99, Sugardale sliced bacon for $2.99, 16 ounce package of tilapia fillets for $4.99, and 16 to 20 count cooked cocktail shrimp for $7.49. That's now through Sunday at Rohde's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
With today's market instability, many homeowners are looking to upgrade their existing home rather than buy or build a new one. At Home Siding Contractors, we know choosing the many colors and styles of siding, replacement windows and doors can be overwhelming. At Home Siding Contractors, we can help make that decision easier. Durability, beauty, and low maintenance over time describes our products the best. Call Home Siding Contractors today at 888-725-6619 and let our professional staff help upgrade your home today.
Hilo played Sandy Valley back at the race center earlier this season back on December 13th, and Hilo won that contest by the final margin of 63-10 in that game. Hilo led 15-0 after the first quarter and never looked back. A 37-3 lead at halftime, led 49-7 through three, and Hilo got the win in dominant fashion, 63-10 over the Lady Cardinals in that contest. Highland connected on 10 of 23 three-point shots for 44% shooting from beyond the arc, while Sini Valley, on the other hand, shot just 18%, 2 of 11 from three-point distance. From two-point range, Highland shot 45%. That was good for 25-56 from two-point from the floor, I should say, overall from the floor, 45% for them. And also for Sini Valley, they shot just 11% from the floor, going 3 of 27 shooting from the floor in that matchup with Highland earlier this season. And from the foul line, Highland just going 3 for 3, and Sini Valley 2 for 11 from the charity stripe in that contest. Rebounding-wise, Highland out-rebounding the Lady Cardinals 36-17 and forcing 19 turnovers on Sini Valley. Highland had just 4 in that matchup in the 63-10 win for Highland over Sini Valley earlier this season. For Highland, individually leading the way for them in that game, Ashley Mullett had 28 points to go along with 4 rebounds. Mullett, of course, knocking down 4 of 8 three-point shots in that basketball game. And then Mallory Stutzman had 13 points. She also had 4 rebounds that she would pull down as well in the contest. 6 points for Evie Mast, along with 5 points for Macy Mullett, and 4 points and 14 rebounds for Joplin Yoder in that contest as well for the Lady Hawks. For Sandy Valley, of course, not a lot of scoring for them, but it was Emma Falk who had 6 points to lead the way, and then Teresa Petro had 3 points and 4 rebounds, as again Hyla won that game 63-10 earlier this season, defeating the Sandy Valley Lady Cardinals. We'll take a break, come back with more on the pregame show after this on WKLM.
Beachy's Auto Care and Truck Center continues to offer the convenience of 2 great locations on US 62 in Winesburg and on County Road 201 in Berlin. The Winesburg shop will take care of heavy-duty truck and fleet customers from 7 a.m. to midnight, while the Berlin facility will repair auto and light trucks from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Contact them in Winesburg at 359-5421 or in Berlin at 674-6970. That's Beachy's Auto Care and Truck Center in Winesburg and Berlin.
At Mack Oil Field Service, they offer specialized trucking, water hauling, dirt work, and general oil field service in New York, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Ohio. They have the equipment and manpower to tackle any task handed to them. The future lies in the hands of our youth, and Mack Oil Field Service is proud to support them. Call Mack Oil Field Service for all your oil field needs at 330-674-7371. That's 330-674-7371.
Are you having ongoing issues with your flat or low-slope roof? MEB Systems of Sugar Creek specializes in flat or low-slope roofs. and has been serving the community and beyond since 1977. Whether it's tracking down or resolving a persistent leak, you are in need of a complete roof replacement, or you have a new build, MEB Systems will strive to find the best solution for you. They believe if a job is worth doing, it's worth doing right. Call MEB Systems Incorporated today at 330-852-4333 and visit them online at MEBSystems.com. MEB Systems wishes all Holmes County athletes a safe and healthy season.
Have you heard of Fiat Farm Tires yet? We bet your neighbors have. Hi, this is Brad Smucker from Millersburg Tire Service, and we have been selling this premium radial tire for over 6 years now. If you need a good tire that has been proven in the field and on the road at a great price, then Fiat is the tire for you. Just remember your ABCs. Always buy Fiat. When you want the best, call MTS. Reach us at 330-674-1085, and our experts will give you all the details. Located on the State Route 39 east of Millersburg, celebrating 70 years in the tire business.
Call Berlin Heating and Cooling, your Ream Pro partner, with combined knowledge of over 65 years. You know that you're calling the very best. Berlin Heating and Cooling services and installs Ream and all types of other furnaces and equipment. Berlin Heating and Cooling, they're your local team you can trust. Call today, 330-893-3057. That's 330-893-3057.
Are you ready to tackle home improvement with a winning team? Look no further than Wayne Door, your MVP for all things doors and windows. Score big with their championship lineup. Garage doors, openers, entry and storm doors, windows, patio doors, and more. Just like a winning play, Wayne Door offers an unbeatable sales team, flawless installation, and game-changing service. Their local experts ensure you're always in the lead. Don't settle for anything less. Visit them today at WayneDoor.com or stop by their showroom and elevate with your home improvement game with the experts. Wayne Door, people you can trust since 1973.
EcoSeal Home Solutions has been serving all of Northeast and Central Ohio as the leader in foundation waterproofing and repair, basement exit systems, and gravel delivery. Whether you're building a new home or your existing home's foundation and basement is in need of some TLC, EcoSeal has the answer. For more information or to schedule a free estimate, call 330-893-SEAL. That's 330-893-7325.
Did you know that one of the nation's top hospitals was founded right here in Holmes County? It's true. Pomerain Hospital was recently named the top 20 rural and community hospital by the National Rural Health Association. For 75 years, Pomerain has applied the latest medical expertise to meet the unique needs of our community. And today, they continue to lead the way in reliable patient outcomes, from outpatient services to life-saving surgeries. Learn more about the many ways Pomerain provides award-winning care right in your backyard. Visit PomerainHospital.org.
Hyla won their first 12 games of the season as they defeated Glen Oak on the road to open up the year 54-35, then a 59-24 win at home, defeating Laurel Academy. Got a win of 68-24 at Claymont, and then defeated Indian Valley at home 61-29. A road victory over Sydney Valley, as I mentioned already, 63-10. Then they won 59-41, and a home win, a big home win in the IVC South against Tuskegee Valley. Then a 52-21 victory at Ridgewood, followed by that 49-6 thumping of Garaway on their home floor. Won 74-40 in the Battle of Holmes County, defeating West Holmes in the dungeon, and then came back with a 52-30 win over a very good Worthington Christian team as well on the road in that matchup. Then defeated an outstanding Fremont team out of Division One, defeated them in the race center 56-47, and won 79-20 at home over Claymont. Came back in the Classic of the Country, where they would fall to Reynoldsburg again out of Division One. Went down to them their first loss of the year 55-46, and then lost their second game as well in the Classic of the Country. Another D1 school going down to Olmsted Falls 46-39. So two very close games, competitive games, but going down to both of those Division One schools in the Classic of the Country. Of course, rebounded back with the victory on Monday back in the IVC South at Indian Valley. Won that game 67-23. Highland has a record of 13-2, and they're ranked second in the latest Division IV AP poll. For Sandy Valley, for them, they lost 52-34 at home to Minerva, then a 51-33 victory at Malvern, followed by a 49-32 loss And that was a home loss to Ridgewood. Came back and won 33-25. That was at Garraway. Lost three straight after that. Lost, of course, to Highland. Also a 44-42 loss at home to United. Lost 45-39 and a home loss to Fairless. Came back to win two straight after that, defeating Indian Valley 52-35 on their home floor. A win at Claymont 61-51. Then a 57-20 loss at home to Tuskegee Valley. Came back to defeat East Canton at home 37-35 there. Lost 62-55 at Ridgewood. And then won two straight over St. Thomas Aquinas on the road 56-51 and defeated Garraway at home by the score of 36-27, lost in their last game, going down to Dover on their home floor by the final score of 48-31. Simi Valley comes in with a record of 7-8. Highland is averaging 58.5 points per contest on the season, while the Cardinals, they're averaging 39 points per game. Defensively, the Lady Hawks allowing 30 points per contest, while the Lady Cardinals give up 45 points per game on the defensive end. Stay tuned. More to come on the pregame show after this on WKLM.
When it comes to service, nobody cares more than Village Motors in Millersburg. This is Deke Miller, and I'm proud to say that we have state-of-the-art equipment and factory-trained technicians working on your vehicle when you visit. And we also offer a variety of preventative maintenance programs designed to greatly reduce the cost of your service visits. We are competitive, convenient, and we care. So the next time you need your vehicle service, stop by and see us at Village Motors in Millersburg.
Since 1991, the Holmes County Education and Community Foundation has awarded nearly $11 million in scholarships to more than 2,700 Holmes County residents pursuing higher education. Students applying for new scholarships for the 2023-2024 academic year should visit our website at www.hcef.net. Holmes County residents and Holmes County High School graduating seniors may apply. Primary qualifications include financial need. However, academic merit and other factors such as area of study and extracurriculars are considered. The deadline for new scholarships. Scholarship applications is March 24th. College students currently receiving renewable scholarships were emailed a renewal scholarship application link in December. Those students should only apply via the email link and not apply as new students. The deadline for renewal applications is March 10th. Visit www.hcef.net for more information.
Get financial solutions when you need it from Dave Stabaugh Financial Services. After winning six state championships as a head basketball coach, Dave Stabaugh knows that planning, preparation, and hard work can lead to success, and the same can be applied to your financial future. Whether you are a young adult, individual, family, or a business, Dave Stabaugh Financial Services will establish financial goals and income protection. Contact Dave Stabaugh Financial Services at 893-1900, located at 4585 State Route 39, Millersburg. Securities offered through ON Equity Sales Company, member FINRA SIPC.
This is Matt Kinsey. At First Federal Community Bank, our mission is to empower the financial well-being of our community one person at a time. Through integrity and quality, we earn the trust of our customers and exceed their expectations. First Federal Community Bank, investing in our community since 1898. Serving your banking needs in Dover, New Philadelphia, Yorksville, Sugar Creek, Berlin, and Mount Hope. First Federal Community Bank, member FDIC.
Discover your passion and prepare for your future with Buckeye Career Center. Now is the time to enroll for next school year. Visit BuckeyeCareerCenter.org to review our over 30 high school programs in addition to our two new programs, including dental assisting and fire and EMS technology. Other programs to consider are CAD, commercial truck, culinary arts, medical assisting, and masonry. 97% of the class of 2022 was employed, enrolled in college, or enlisted in the military following graduation. Join us to find out why we are Buckeye Proud.
Hey you, are you looking for driveway or base materials? I know just the place to go. D&M Rocks in Millersburg. They have shale products and culvert pipe, and they deliver. Or maybe you're looking for landscape supplies. D&M Rocks has that too.
Stop and see them on the hill behind Jitters, or give them a call to set up a delivery at 330-473-6020.
D&M Rocks!
Ready to turn back time? This is Dr. Emily Reeser of Dr. Brad Welsh & Associates. PDO threads are a non-surgical, minimally invasive way to achieve a youthful and lifted appearance. These dissolvable threads are skillfully placed under the skin to stimulate your body's natural collagen production. PDO threads can be used to address a wide range of concerns, including sagging skin, wrinkles, fine lines, and more. To see before and after pictures and the other cosmetic injection services we provide, visit our website at drbradwelsh.com. To schedule a consultation, give us a call at 330-674-4876.
When shopping for insurance, you want to know that you aren't just another customer and that your agent cares about the local community. At Hobrins Insurance Service, we've been serving our community one person at a time for more than 30 years. To make sure our customers' auto, home, farm, or business is protected by a quality insurance company. That's why we've partnered with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group to protect what matters most to you. Give us a call at 800-340-3767. We can recommend the best coverages from the best companies like Ohio Mutual.
Highland and Sandy Valley, of course, hail out of the IBC South Division. Where Highland, of course, in first place there. They're unbeaten at 8-0. In the IBC South, that's pretty much for usual for them. Tuskegee Valley in second place at 6-1. And they have a big showdown in Tuskegee Valley coming up on Monday. That should be really kind of decide things as far as the South Division Championship is concerned. Remember, the last 2 years, they've been co-champions out of the IBC South. So it could be that way, or it could be Highland going outright IBC South champions, depending on what happens with that game coming up on Monday. Ridgewood in third place in the IBC South. They are 5-3 in conference play. Sandy Valley is 4-4. Indian Valley 3-5. Garaway 1-7. Claymont 0-7 in the IBC South. Against conference opponents, Highland averaging 62 a game. Sandy Valley averaging 37.5 a game. And defensively, Highland in the IBC South allowing just under 22 points per contest, while the Cardinals give up 46 a game defensively in conference action. In the IBC North Division, Strasburg has a stranglehold on that. They're 8-0, followed by East Canton at 5-2, and Malvern at 5-2 in conference play. Buckeye Trail 4-3, Conotton Valley is 2-4, TCC 1-6, New Cumberstown is 1-8. In the Ohio Cardinal Conference, Mansfield Senior is 10-0. West Holmes is 9-1. And to look down, the Lady Knights are playing some pretty good basketball right now. And they have a big showdown in Mansfield Senior coming up this Saturday. That'll help decide things as far as the OCC title is concerned as well. After those two, Lexington is 6-4 in the OCC. Ashland 5-6. Mount Vernon and Worcester, along with, I should say, Mount Vernon, Worcester 3-7. New Philadelphia is 2-7. Madison 2-8. Overall around the area, Lanaville record of 15-1, their first loss of the year coming to Warrensville Heights last night. Highland, I mentioned, 13-2. Wayndale was 12-3. Triway is 12-4. Danville 12-6. West Holmes 11-5 overall. Central Christian a record of 7-9. And Garaway a record of 6-8. Stay tuned. More to come on the pregame show after this on WKLM.
It's time to be thinking about those concrete projects. Call Homes Ready Mix of Millersburg, offering ready mix concrete, precast blocks, and a variety of mason and concrete products. Call today for prices and delivery options of ready mix concrete at 674-0865 or sand and gravel at 674-8121. That's Homes Ready Mix of Millersburg, a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
Hello, this is Danielle Scott. Privileged to be a part of the Yoder Lumber team for the past 3 years as a customer service and inside sales rep. Yoder Lumber has several hundred thousand feet of green and kiln-dried Appalachian hardwood available. Visit our showroom located 5 miles south of downtown Millersburg. If you are looking for a new career, please visit our offices to fill out an application or go online at yoderlumber.com.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Time is ticking and your dream home is waiting. This is Ben Hirschberger at the Commercial and Savings Bank. We understand that buying a home can be overwhelming, but with CSB, it's easier than ever. We offer a range of options. Whether you're looking to buy, build, refinance, or improve your home, our mortgage lenders will guide you every step of the way. Visit our website at csb1.com to apply online today and turn your dream into a reality. The Commercial and Savings Bank, where homeownership begins. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
A single-family home located at 5078 Township Road 382 in Millersburg is listed for sale by Kaufman Realty and Auctions with an asking price of $465,000. This property was built in 1987 and has three bedrooms and two full and one partial baths with 1,932 square feet. Located in the Golden Valley Estates subdivision within the East Holmes Local School District. For more information or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Aaron Miller at 330-473-7359 or check it out at KaufmanRealty.com.
Get your vehicle back on the road smooth and problem-free with Village Motors Collision Center. Hi, this is Deke Miller, and our Collision Center works on all makes and models and has available deductible assistance, along with loaner and rental vehicles available for your use, complimentary oil change packages, not to mention that we are the preferred repair shop for most insurance companies. Ask us about our cleanup packages with four great packages from basic to premium by appointment only starting at $19.95. For collision repair, make your first stop at Village Motors in Millersburg.
With unpredictable power outages affecting homeowners more frequently than ever, Generac's best-selling home standby generators are designed to protect your home and family from extended power failures. This is Kerry Taylor inviting you to partner with Millersburg Electric and Generac for a free in-home assessment to identify the right generator for your backup power and financial needs. Power you control with peace of mind from Millersburg Electric, Ohio's premier Generac generator dealer. Call today or visit MillersburgElectric.com.
Denco Marketing of Millersburg has customers in all 50 states, Canada, and South America. Each day, over 300 shipments of garage door parts are shipped to customers everywhere by Denco Marketing. And while Denco Marketing appreciates this wide and varied market in the country and in the world, the thing they appreciate most is where they are located. Home. That's why they support various community activities and devote as much attention to here as to there. At Denco Marketing, the most important business at hand is the business of home.
Other girls' games around the area tonight has Tuskegee Valley visiting Garaway, while Malvern is playing host to Buckeye Trail. East Canton's at Strasburg. Newcomers Down is at Conotton Valley. And in boys' basketball, Danville playing host to Cinnaburg. And Conotton Valley is at TCC. We'll take another quick break. Come back and speak with Troy Fritz on the broadcast coming up next on the pregame show on WKLM.
If you can see your breath, it's time for winter tires. Bridgestone Blizzak and Firestone winter tires are specially designed to give you better grip and more control in winter's worst weather conditions. So don't let the cold, hard pavement, slush, snow, or ice keep you from where you need to go. Drive with confidence this winter with innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone winter tires for your car, truck, SUV, or minivan. Available at Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39 east of Millersburg.
Looking to upgrade the exterior of your home? Siding is indeed the best bang for your dollar. Hi, I'm Nevin Mast with Home Siding Contractors. We have the best siding on the market today, and the low maintenance aspect of our siding is what our customers enjoy the most. Pro-VS siding fits that bill exactly. No frequent painting or staining with wood siding. No routine sealing like stucco. Pro-VS siding lasts. Check out all we have to offer at our new and improved showroom east of Millersburg, and let our experienced sales team show you how affordable our products can be. Home Siding Contractors.
Stop in all this week for these great savings at Rudy's IGA. They have 93% lean ground beef for $4.99 a pound, beef Rambolo sterling tip roast for $3.99 a pound, and 1 pound red ripe strawberries, two for $6. They also have beef Rambolo sterling tip steak for $4.19 a pound, beef cube steak for $4.99 a pound, beef loin T-bone steak for $10.79 a pound, Gerber's boneless skinless chicken thighs for $3.79 a pound, and pork loin boneless pork chops for $2.79 a pound. That's down through Sunday at Rudy's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
Call Berlin Heating and Cooling, your Ream Pro partner, with combined knowledge of over 65 years. You know that you're calling the very best. Berlin Heating and Cooling services and installs Ream and all types of other furnaces and equipment. Berlin Heating and Cooling, they're your local team you can trust. Call today, 330-893-3057. That's 330-893-3057.
Highland on the road to take on Sandy Valley tonight. McElroy alongside Troy Fritz for tonight's broadcast. This Highland team coming in, the second-ranked team in Division II. We know in Division IV, I should say, Troy, and I know big goals for them, of course, in postseason play as always here. But first things first, they want to take care of the IVC South, you know that. And they got this game, certainly the big game on Monday at Kestuskey Valley. They'd like to kind of wrap up that, I'm sure, that IVC South Division title.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, goal number one for any team is go win your league. And Highland, year after year, that's their main goal. And, yeah, Monday's going to be a big game for them against a good Indian Valley team, and that we're looking forward to that one for sure.
Highland, of course, playing some outstanding basketball all season long, and a team, as we talked with Brady Schlabel, learned a lot about themselves against some really tough opponents there in the Classic of the Country, and a team that just wanted to kind of keep things going in the right direction in this final stretch of the regular season.
Yeah, they did, and I love the interview with him in the pregame. I mean, what Highland grew during the Classic. With those two games, what they played against Reynoldsburg and Olmsted Falls were just, I mean, those are two high-quality programs. Reynoldsburg was one of the most physical girls' basketball games I've ever seen, and Highland, as they say in sports, kind of got smacked in the mouth that day. But, you know, sometimes you need to know. You need to know what you need to do and where's your level of toughness. And I thought really Highland passed that test with flying colors.
Certainly did here. Of course, they look here into this final stretch. You think, look now, the tournament drawings coming up for the girls in about a week and a half. We were talking about that February 4th here. So tournament's not that far away.
Well, it's not. And, you know, so you start looking at that point also, as you said, Highland's looking for their role players. You're looking for players, you know, what's our role in the team and where do we best fit in now at this point? And, you know, what do we all do to make us better? And I really like what I see happening with Highland right now.
You know, Sandy Valley team that's been kind of up and down this season. Obviously, on paper, you know, it's going to be a struggle for them likely against the Highland team. For a team that has done some positive things this year, so for them, they're trying to find a way where they can get me a couple wins in the postseason as well.
Yeah, and then looking at them, I mean, they're just a game below 500. You know, they're winning the games they probably should win. They're a young team, and they're getting better, and they're a well-coached team. So, you know, games like this, a team like Sandy Valley can grow when they play a team like Highland as well. So, you know, it's good for them, and for Highland, they want to come out and take care of business tonight.
No question about that. Okay, we'll take a break. We'll come back, and Troy Fritz will have tonight's starting lineups, and then the opening tip on WKLM. Are you having ongoing issues with your flat or low-slope roof? MEB Systems of Sugar Creek specializes in flat or low-slope roofs and has been serving the community and beyond since 1977. Whether it's tracking down or resolving that persistent leak, you are in need of a complete roof replacement, or you have a new build, MEB Systems will strive to find the best solution for you. They believe if a job is worth doing, it's worth doing right. Call MEB Systems Incorporated today at 330-852-4333 and visit them online at mebsystems.com. MEB Systems wishes all Holmes County athletes a safe and healthy season.
Are you looking for a bank that understands your local needs? Look no further than Kilbuck Savings Bank. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your partners in financial success. At Kilbuck Savings Bank, we pride ourselves on offering personalized service tailored to you. We are a community bank that is large enough to help you achieve your goals while continuing to care about the communities we serve. We wish all teams the best of luck this season. KSB, a Bauer 5-star financial rated bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Roman and Byler in Millersburg is a local certified public accounting firm qualified to meet your business and personal financial needs. When it comes to managing your company and investments, it is important to have a professional advisor who can handle a variety of services for you. We can assist you in developing and attaining your business and financial goals and objectives. Please come see us at 161 North Washington Street, right next to the Kilbuck Savings Bank North Branch, or give us a call at 330-674-8222.
If you're looking for siding with more of an old-school appeal, reminiscent of traditional sawn and split cedar shakes and shingles that have been featured in American home building since the 1600s, then check out the authentic look of Provia Harborville Shake and Shingle Siding and MRV Siding Supply. Modeled after hand-picked cedar pieces using highly accurate laser scanning to ensure even the finest details were carried over into each Harborville Shake and Shingle. That's MRV Siding Supply on County Road 624 in Millersburg or on the web at MRVSiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys, MRV Siding Supply.
Huddle up, business owners. When it's about the safety and security of your business, Wayne Door is your playbook for success. Score big with Wayne Door. From access control systems to camera installations and gate operators, they're in the business of keeping your turf locked down. Wayne Door offers unbeatable sales support, seamless installation, and game-changing service. Visit them at WayneDoor.com and let them help safeguard your business. Wayne Door, the people you can trust since 1973.
Join us at Keim Home Center for Keim Tool Days, January 29th through February 3rd. We invite you to enjoy special savings, refreshments, and demonstrations during this event. Save 12% on almost all tools. Don't miss door prize drawings from brands like SawStop, Festool, DeWalt, and more. Visit KeimHome.com for more information. We'll see you at Keim Tool Days, January 29th through February 3rd.
And tonight's starting line is brought to you by Finish Line Auto Body, located on the north side of Millersburg. If your car is damaged, the best place to get it back in the game is at Finish Line Auto Body. Now for tonight's starting lineups, here's Troy Fritz.
And thank you very much, Matt. For Highland tonight, the visitors on the scoreboard, they'll start like this. 5'6 sophomore guard is Evie Mast. The 5'8 a junior guard in Trish Troyer. A 5'10 senior forward in Mallory Stutzman. A 5'8 senior guard in Ashley Mullett. And in the middle, they'll go with their 5'11 junior forward in Joplin Yoder. And for Sandy Valley tonight, they'll start with their 5'8 senior guard number one is Zoe Ward. A 5'5 junior guard number two is Peyton Nicholson. A 5'8 senior guard number three is Emma Falk. 5'9 sophomore guard number 15 is Teresa Petro. And a 5' junior guard number 23 is Athena Ritter for Sandy Valley.
Highland ranks second in Division 4, a 13-2 record. They're in first place at 8-0 in the IVC South. They're coached by second-year head basketball coach Brady Stable. Sandy Valley, a record of 7-8. They're in fourth place at 4-4 in the IVC South Division. And they're coached by Todd Nicholson. And the starting line is brought to you by Finish Line Auto Body. They have experts in collision repair and paint jobs, and will have your car looking brand new. They'll even pay up to $500 of your insurance deductible. Give Brooks a call, 674-1483. McCoy alongside Troy Fritz. And it's also Kenna Howe back at WKLM Sports Central. Glad to have you with us on FM95.3 and WKLMFM.com. We're also video live streaming tonight's contest on the WKLM YouTube page, courtesy of the Claxon Communication Team of Casey Claxon, along with Natalie Holbrook and Sean Troyer. I'll help you bring this live stream coverage. Go to YouTube, search WKLM Radio to find the live stream coverage for tonight. And jumping for Sandy Valley, Teresa Petro, 5'9 sophomore for Highland. Joplin Yoder, a 5'11 junior. And we won by Highland. Drive, runner, left hand, off the last. Good, just off the bat by Ashley Mullett.
And she didn't waste any time getting to the bucket.
Highland, a 2-0 lead, presses on. Ball knocked into bounds. There'll be a foul called, however. I believe on Mullett going for that steal. That'll be the first team foul, of course, on Highland.
Something you don't see very often is Ashley Mullett picking up a foul inside of 10 seconds.
No doubt. 2-0 Lady Hawks, and Sandy Valley has the basketball. Matt Coy alongside Troy Fritz for the broadcast for this evening from Sandy Valley. And for the Lady Cardinals in the backcourt, Athena Ritter, 5'4 junior guard, working against the 2-2-1 press. Near side to Nicholson. And she'll dribble at a three-quarter score. Now across the half-court line. Now to the left wing. Comes to a jump stop. Nicholson bounce past the near side. Stolen away by Ashley Mullett. Coast-to-coast to the other end. Her layup is going to be good. First turnover and 4 points now for Ashley Mullett in Highland.
Doing what she does best.
Cardinals have it against that full-court pressure. Here's the dribble in the backcourt. Ritter picks it up, looking, and there's a travel. And that's the second turnover now on Sandy Valley. And Lady Hawks will have it down beneath their own backboard. Highland wearing their black jerseys and black shorts, red numerals and white trim. And for the Cardinals, white jerseys, white shorts, red numerals in red trim. Out top goes to Trish Troyer, left wing Stutzman, inside the Joplin Yoder. Back out top to Mullen. Dribbles it now, Evie Mass to the foul line. Left corner goes to Joplin Yoder. Her three-pointer going to be no good. Rebound, knocked out of bounds. It'll be off of Highland's hands. So the Lady Cardinals will have it. About a minute into the first quarter, 4-0 Highland. Full court pressure is on. And matted by Petro goes to Nicholson. Cross court pass received now by Ritter. Into the front court and on the right wing goes to Falk. Dribbles at right wing. Poke loose. She'll grab it. Back out top. Three-pointer up in the air by Ritter. Going to be no good off the rim. Rebound pulled down by Trish Troyer. Highland basketball to the front court. Here's Ashley Mullett. On the right wing, grabbed by Evie Mass. Shovels it out top. Trish Troyer now to the foul line. Back in the corner, Joplin Yoder now. Out top of the pans goes to Mallory Stutzman.
Head fake. Now a three-pointer by Stutzman up in the air. Going to be no good. Rebound grabbed off the bounce by Callie Eckinger for Sini Valley. They'll have it on the other side going right to left. Dribble out top by Nicholson to the foul line. Nicholson, runner left hand, off the rim, no good. Rebound grabbed by Joplin Yoder. Highland ball. Here's Ashley Bowles to the front court. Lobs it inside. Off the hands of Trish Troyer out of bounds. And it will be a Highland turnover there first.
Yeah, let her just a little bit too far down the floor.
So Colonels will have it down 4-0. 6:20 to play first quarter. Again, this game being video live streamed on the WKLM YouTube page. And batted knocked out of bounds by the hands of Joplin Yoder. So the Cardinals will do it again. Full court pressure on by Highland as per usual. Petro inbounds it, goes over to Nicholson. Double team, cross court pass near side Ritter. She'll dribble it now across the timeline. Back in the left wing, goes to Eckinger. Drive to the foul line. Backs it up, now back to the corner. Pass goes to Ritter. Ritter to the baseline, drive. Lost it, grabs it again. Layup by Ritter is good. And the Cardinals on the board for the first time. 4-2 Highland, they had the ball. Into the corner goes to Evie Mass. Three-pointer by Mass. Up in the air, going to be off the mark. Rebound grab by Trish Troyer. And going to be tied up after the rebound. Arrow does point to Sienny Valley. And in will be Ellie Habiger. Also checking in is Macy Mullet. Well, checking out Mallory Stutzman and Evie Mast. Cardinals basketball on the back baseline. Pressure backing off a little bit, with the exception of Evie Mast. Now inbatted in the backcourt. Goes to Peyton Nicholson. The junior guard will dribble it now across the timeline. Has it out top. Picks it up. Looking. Knock loose. Dribbles it again back near midcourt. Nicholson at center circle. Takes it down to the right wing, gets Evie Mast. Still has it. Now to the right point, back to the far side, grabbed on the far end. By Eckinger, back to Nicholson, back to Eckinger, high on the right side. She'll dribble it. Pass goes to the corner now. Received out top, goes to Ritter. Ritter double team now to the foul line, goes out top. Three-pointer goes high in the air, going to be off the mark by Emma Falk. Rebound chased down by Habiger. Highland basketball. Into the front court, Ashley Mullet to the foul line. Left wing of the pass, Evie Mast. Out top, Joplin Yoder. Yoder dribbles it to the foul line. Out top to Evie Mast. Gets the handoff now to Ashley Mullet. Drive to the lane. Her layup going to be knocked away, but a foul is called in the attempted block by Falk.
Yeah, good strong drive there by Ashley.
Ashley Mullet at the foul line. The first team foul on the Lady Cardinals. And call that on Ashley Athena Ritter. They're going to say her first personal foul. Ashley Mullet, the 5'8 senior in Ashland College commit, free throw up in the air going to be good, averaging 17.5 a game, had 28 points, 5 rebounds in that previous matchup against Sienna Valley. She has all 5 points so far on that first free throw made for her, for Highland so far in this first quarter. Now the second free throw is up, going to be good as well. 6 points for Bullets, 6 points for Highland, they're up 6-2. Cardinals basketball, under 5 minutes to play, first quarter. In the backcourt, now the dribble. Pass goes near side. Now across the timeline, the pass goes over to Eckinger to the baseline, lost it, rolls out of bounds, and a turnover. Couldn't turn the corner against the Habiger. That's the third Sini Valley turnover.
Man, good job by Ellie there. Good job using the baseline, cut off the defender, making the most of her minutes, coming in to play good defense.
Stay tuned later on tonight after the contest for High School Scoreboard on WKLM. It's brought to you by Home Siding Contractors. Kenna Howe reporting all the area basketball scores for you all the way till midnight. Highland basketball on the left wing. Here's Trish Troyer out top to Habiger. Dribbles it, bounce pass inside, backdoor cutting Trish Troyer, grabs it, lays it up and good.
Good backdoor cut there by Trish. Assist to Evie.
Her first two, 8-2 Highland. Sandy Valley basketball on the other end. Pass goes out top to Nicholson, left point now, received near side by Stinger. Back in the corner, goes over to Eckinger, back out on the left wing, over to Athena Ritter. Back out top to Nicholson. On the right wing, here's Stinger. Dribbles it, back around the foul line, goes over to Eckinger, who dribbles it now on the right wing. Sandy Valley basketball. Down 8-2. Out top, Nicholson. Dribbles at the foul line. In the corner, now Ritter with a three-pointer up in the air. No good off the rim. Good box out and chased down on the rebound by Tori Weaver. Highland ball. Weaver across the timeline. On the left wing, Troyer. Passed inside. Deflected on the floor and going to be tied up again. This time, arrow does point to Highland.
Now, Tori Weaver gets in the ballgame, Matt. Right away, she goes in and gets a rebound. Tori's always the smallest player on the floor. I think she's got the biggest heart and hustle. I love that girl.
Energizer buttering, yes, letting off the bench.
Yes, she is.
Hawks will have it. Macy Mullet, 5'7", freshman, to inbound it beneath her own backboard. Into the corner to Stutzman. Holds onto it. Now a three-pointer by Stutzman up in the air. Going to be off the mark. Rebound grabbed by Trish Troyer. She was shoved to the floor after she got the board. That foul called on Callie Eckinger. That'll be her first.
Trish Troyer's second offensive rebound.
Hitting the boards. Highland an 8-2 lead. They'll do it again beneath their own backboard. Macy Mullet's pass to the corner goes to Habiger. Back to Macy Mullet. Al Top goes over to Trish Troyer. Her three-pointer's going to be no good. Rebound going to be grabbed by Nicholson. Cardinals basketball. Nicholson across the timeline. On the corner. Three-pointer by Nicholson up in the air. Going to be good. She knocks it down.
Left her a little bit open. She stepped into it. Nice shot.
Peyton Nicholson, her first points of the game. Did not score the first time around against Highland. 8-5 Lady Hawks. They had the ball. Macy Mullet's out pass on top to Weaver. Left wing to Stutzbook. Dribbles it. Out top of the pass to Habiger. Dribbles it. Bounce pass inside. Back to hitting Trish Troyer. Grabs it and lays it in again.
Same play from the right side. Worked.
Troyer has four. 10-5 lead for Highland. 3 minutes to play. First quarter. Cardinals have the basketball. Nicholson across the timeline against Weaver. Dribbles the right wing. Drive to the baseline. Head fake. Gets the hand off now to Eckinger. Grabbed it out of bounds, though. That'll be the turnover of the fourth on Sandy Valley. After the game, we'll be announcing the Six Monies Player of the Game. Six Monies, your one-stop shop for all things custom apparel. Stay up to date with their latest offerings on Facebook and Instagram and shop online at sixmonies.com. Six Monies, for quality in service. Never go out of style. Highland basketball, Ashley Mullet now to the right wing. Dribbles it out top to the foul line. Into the corner, Stutzman, three-pointer up in the air, going to be good.
Good shot out there by Mal.
Her first points of the game, 13-5 Highland. Cardinals basketball, 2.5 to play first quarter. And it'll be Ritter across the timeline. Now on the right wing, gets the handoff. Dribbling around is going to be Charlie Stinger. And going to be a timeout called by Sandy Valley. 2.5 to play first quarter. Highland 13, Sandy Valley 5. This is girls IVC South basketball on WKLM.
When it comes to service, nobody cares more than Village Motors in Millersburg. This is Deke Miller, and I'm proud to say that we have state-of-the-art equipment and factory-trained technicians working on your vehicle when you visit. And we also offer a variety of preventative maintenance programs designed to greatly reduce the cost of your service visits. We are competitive, convenient, and we care. So the next time you need your vehicle service, stop by and see us at Village Motors in Millersburg.
Get total service for your jewelry at the Jewelry Store with a free cleaning and inspection and all the repairs done right in their showroom at the Jewelry Store, 97 West Jackson Street in Millersburg. Cardinals basketball out of the timeout. Pass to the right wing goes over to Stinger. Knocked it out of bounds. Stolen away, however, by Stutzman. Now a pass inside goes to Ashley Mullet. Her layup was good.
Good head fake. Won the basket.
Mullet has eight. That was the fifth turnover on Sandy Valley. Highland now 15-5 lead. 2:18 to play first quarter. Cardinals have it. Here's the dribble by Stinger on the left wing. The dribble down to the foul circle goes out top, deflected away. Here's a steal by Edie Mass. Hands it off down to Mullet. Back inside goes to Joplin Yoder. Her layup no good. Rebound fought for on the floor. Grab by Edie Mass. Out top Ashley Mullet for a three-pointer. That's going to be no good. Rebound fought for. Grab by Stutzman. Her put back no good. Rebound again by Stutzman. Put back no good, but this time she is going to be fouled. Going to see that was a held ball, on that last shot attempt, apparently. And it's going to be Sandy Valley basketball. So no foul.
I think Mal was padding her stats. She got two offensive boards in that possession.
He certainly was. So Cardinals will have the basketball down 15-5. Light pressure, full court of Evie Mast, inbounded to Peyton Nicholson. 1:48 to play first quarter. Knock loose by Mast. She'll get the steal. Dribbles it inside to a cutting Ashley Mullet. Her layup is good.
Edie Mash is playing really, really good defense. Part of her game, it's really improved.
Seventh turnover on Sandy Valley. 17-5 Highland. Cardinals have the basketball to the front court. Drive by Ritter to the baseline. Her runner up in the air, no good. Rebound off the floor. Grabbed now by Macy Miller. Back inside to Switzman. Goes across the lane to Edie Mash, who lays it up and in. Mast has their first two, 19-5 Highland. 1:13 to play in the first, Cardinals basketball. Inside, going to be stolen away in midcourt by Ashley Mullet. Her shot can be off the glass, good on the foul. Ashley Mullet, a chance now for a three-point play after the eighth turnover on the Cardinals.
Yeah, and there is a big difference with Ashley this year. The work she put in the offseason, you saw her strength right there fighting through that foul to get the bucket to drop.
It's made a huge difference to an already really good player, and she's taken another step, no question about it.
Indeed she has.
12 points already for Ashley Mullet in the first quarter for the Ashland commit. Free throw up in the air, going to be good. Make it 13. 22-5 lead for Highland. This game again being video live streamed on the WKLM YouTube page, courtesy of the Claxton Communication Team. We're also on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. Kenny Halbeck at WKLM Sports Central. Cardinals basketball across the timeline. Peyton Nicholson out top. Crossover to the foul line, to the lane. Thompson inside. Here's a stop off the glass. Going to be good by Callie Eggerger stepping inside.
Yeah, did a good job stepping through the defense there applied by Joplin.
Pass inside. Meanwhile, to Joplin Yoder, her shot no good. Rebound goes to Peyton Nicholson. She'll take it across the timeline. Has it out top. Spinning around. And pass inside. Going to be deflected on the floor. Dove after. Joplin Yoder grabs it. Going to be, I believe, another held ball. Arrow does point to Highland. Turnover number 9 now on Sandy Valley. Highland came in at 13-2, ranked second in Division 4. Sandy Valley record of 7-8. And the Lady Hawks unbeaten still in the IVC South. Half-court defense on by Sandy Valley, and it'll be embedded by Ellie Habiger to Macy Mullet. She'll take it across the timeline. 25 seconds to play first quarter. Mullet to the right wing. Gets the handoff to Ellie Habiger. Back out top to Mullet. Three-pointers up in the air. Going to be no good. Rebound to the corner. Chased after. Going to be out of bounds. That's being off of Sini. Then they'll be off of Highland. And it will be the Cardinals basketball. 17 seconds to play in the first. Teresa Petro inbounds it. Goes to Peyton Nicholson. Nicholson walks it across the timeline. 12 seconds to go in the first. Now the right wing has it out top. Cross-court pass to Ritter. High on the left side. Spins around. Ritter dribbles it to the baseline. Her runner going to be blocked, but a foul called on the attempted block by Trish Troyer. And that will send Ritter to the foul line to shoot two with just over 2 seconds to go in the first.
Yeah, Trish hit the floor pretty hard there. She bounces up. It's okay.
Her first personal, second team foul on Highland. Got to call that foul apparently on the floor.
Indeed they did. I thought it was a shooting foul too, Matt.
Nicholson to inbound. And meanwhile, going to be an offensive foul called on Sandy Valley before the inbounds pass was made. That'll be their 10th turnover. Fourth team foul on them. Called that on Ritter, her second personal. So now Highland will have a chance to get the final shot of the quarter. Joplin Yoder on the back baseline. Inbounds it to Macy Mullen. Her shot at midcourt's going to be no good to close out the first quarter. At the end of one from Sandy Valley, it's Highland 22 and the Lady Cardinals 7. This is IVC Basketball on WKLM. Did you know that one of the nation's top hospitals was founded right here in Holmes County? It's true. Pomerene Hospital was recently named the top 20 rural and community hospital by the National Rural Health Association. For 75 years, Pomerene has applied the latest medical expertise to meet the unique needs of our community. And today, they continue to lead the way in reliable patient outcomes, from outpatient services to life-saving surgeries. Learn more about the many ways Pomerene provides award-winning care right in your backyard. Visit PomereneHospital.org.
Hi, I'm Eugene with Yoder Family Roofing and Spouting. We are located in Millersburg, Ohio, and have been serving our community for the past 25 years. When was the last time you thought about having your roof inspected or spouting cleaned? You can find us online at YoderFamilyRoofing.com or by giving us a call or text at 330-695-3000. Again, that's 330-695-3000 for all your roofing and spouting needs.
First quarter numbers courtesy of Troy Fritz. Highland 2-for-8 from three-point distance. That's 25% shooting. Sandy Valley 1-of-5 for 20%. Highland 8-of-13 for a scorching 62% from two-point range, while Sandy Valley was just 2-for-3 for 67%. Highland 3-of-3 for the foul line. The Cardinals didn't get there. And Highland rebounding Sandy Valley 10-to-6 in that first quarter. 10 turnovers for the Cardinals, just 2 for Highland in the first quarter of play. Ball thrown away on a turnover by the Cardinals to begin the second quarter. Harris Dussman on the other side. Pass inside. Going to go out of bounds, try to find Mast in there, but instead the errant pass will be Highland's third turnover of the half.
Mouth fired a bullet down to baseline, and Mast just wasn't home.
That was a fastball. Cardinals have it, inbounded to Peyton Nicholson, working against Evie Mast again in the backcourt. Off the screen set by Petro, now dribbles it across the timeline. Nicholson left wing, kicks the left side over to Ritter. Ritter dribbles it now to the corner, gets the handoff now on the left wing, goes to Peyton Nicholson. Back out top to Eckinger. Back in the corner now. Receiving to the far side by Stinger. Lobs it back out top to Eckinger. Gets the handoff down to Athena Ritter. Back in the corner. Receiving to the far side on the dribble. Now on the far end by Callie Eckinger. Drive by Ritter to the foul line. and spun around, gets called for traveling. That'll be the 12th turnover now on the Lady Cardinals.
Yeah, good job. Highland defense shifted right into her dribbling lane. She didn't know what to do.
Joplin Yoder will check in. And having the seat will be for the Lady Hawks. Be Macy Miller, and it'll be Yoder down to inbound it. Does so to Ashley Mullen. 22-7 Highland. Early in the second quarter, she'll take it across the timeline, pass to Macy Mullet, left wing Stutzman, Stutzman to the baseline, pass under the basket, goes to Ashley Mullet, her reverse layup is no good, rebound grabbed by Petro. It's over to Peyton Nicholson. Nicholson across the timeline, out of the right wing, back to the corner now, received now by Ekacher, drive to the foul line. That's the cross court pass to the near corner, three-pointer by Falk, going to be no good, rebound corralled by Mallory Stutzman. Highland basketball. Stutzman now to the left wing. Out top, right wing back to Macy Mullet. Entry pass to the right post to Joplin Yoder. Back of the corner to Macy Mullet. Fumbles it on the floor, dives after it, and she'll grab it. Now to Joplin Yoder. On the left point now, Edie Mass to the corner. Back to Joplin Yoder. Back out top of the pass to Stutzman. Left wing now to Macy Mullet. To the foul line. Inside goes to Ashley Mullet. Her shot left hand off the glass and good.
Hey, that was a nice assist by Macy to Ashley.
15 points for Ashley. 24-7 lead for Highland. That's the first points of the quarter for either team. 6:09 to play in the second. Cardinals basketball. Nicholson to the front court. Now to the foul line. Kicks the left wing now. Over to the nearest side. There's the dribble. Pass thrown away. Stolen by Stutzman. Pass inside goes over to Macy Mullet. Shot left hand. No good. Rebound put back. Is good, however, by Ashley Mullet. Adds to her total. She has 17. 26-7 Highland. 5:52 to play. Second quarter timeout called. This is girls IVC basketball on WKLM.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Reminder to simply pull in, remain in your vehicle, and let the experienced crew provide a quality, convenient oil change with no appointment needed at Southside Quick Lube. And while you're there, ask about their Starbright Unlimited Car Wash plan and take care of the outside of your vehicle as well. Done fast, done right, and you're back on the road. Southside Quick Lube, State Route 83 in Millersburg. Cardinals had the basketball out of the timeout. Here's Nicholson across the timeline. Dribbles it to the foul line, to the lane. Hicks the left wing, grab down the near side, and the steal by Ashley Mullet. In transition, Mullet's bounce pass inside goes to Mass, across the lane to Mullet. Her layup up in the air, going to be no good. Rebound grab by Stutzman. Triple teamed under the basket, and it's going to be a held ball. Arrow does stay with Highland.
Good job by Mal fouling that miss up. Got her third offensive rebound.
And it'll be Lady Hawks with it beneath her own backboard. Ashley Mullet looking to inbound. Does so out top. Perceived by Macy Mullet. Back to Ashley. Dribbles at foul line. Kicks a cross-court pass. Now Evie Mast, three-pointer. It'll be knocked down, Evie Mast.
Good to see Evie starting to shoot the ball well right now.
No doubt she has 5 points now for the contest. Knocked down a couple of threes the other night against Indian Valley. 29-7 lead for Highland. Cardinals have the basketball. Here's the dribble by Nicholson to the baseline. Her layup off the glass, no good, but she drew a foul. Nice drive, and the foul on Joplin Yoder.
Yeah, she got Joplin Yoder on her left hip and did the right thing. Just kept taking her to the basket and drew the foul. It's textbook.
First team foul on Highland. Joplin Yoder will have her first personal foul. Peyton Nicholson at the foul line. And she'll line it up for the junior guard. And that will be up in the air. Is no good. And stay tuned immediately following tonight's contest for High School Scoreboard on WKLM, brought to you by Home Siding Contractors. Kenna Howe reporting all the area basketball scores for you every 15 minutes all the way until midnight. Second free throw by Nicholson. That's up, going to be good. Splits the pair, 4 points for Nicholson. 29-8 lead for Highland. This game being video live streamed on the WKLM YouTube page, courtesy of the Claxon communication team of Casey Claxon producing tonight's live stream coverage. Also, Sean Troyer and Natalie Holbrook working the cameras. We're also on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. Here's the foul on the pass to Macy Mullen, the right wing. A reach-in on Nicholson. That'll be the first team foul on Sandy Valley.
Yeah, Macy's showing her strength there. She got the ball tied up. She took it out of the defender's hand.
Certainly did. Nicholson's second personal. Here's Torrey Weaver to inbound. Does so. Now to Ashley Mullen. Cross-court pass to the corner. Goes to Mast. Goes inside now. Back in the cut to Trish Troyer. Hands it off to Habiger. She'll lay it up and in.
Yeah, great ball movement there by Highland. So unselfish.
Ellie Habiger has her first two. 31-8 lead for the Lady Hawks. Simi Valley basketball to the front court. On the left wing, grabbed by Eckinger. Dribbles it out top. Spins around to the foul line. Stolen away by Macy Mullen. That'll be the 15th turnover on Simi Valley. Pass inside the Weaver. Couldn't quite corral that basketball under the basket. And Highland will have that turnover. That'll be their fourth.
They're just over the outstretched arms of Torrey. But good job running the floor there by the young Lady Hawks.
You'll take those kind of turnovers
Absolutely. It's being aggressive. Looking to score.
Cardinals have it. Nicholson dribbles a three-quarter court now across the timeline. Takes it out top. Weaves her way to the right wing. Now pass goes to the corner over to Emma Falk. Dribbles it out top. She'll find Eckinger. Left wing back to Nicholson. Drive, sandwiched. Runners off the rim. Going to be no good. Rebound going to be to the four. And chased down by Ashley Mullen. Mullen takes it herself across the timeline. Into the corner goes to Trish Troyer. Troyer to the baseline. Little floater up in the air. Going to be no good. Rebound by Torrey Weaver, however. On the right wing to Macy Mullen. Back to Ashley. Her three-pointer knocked down.
Nothing but the bottom of the net.
Ashley Mullen doing it again in the second quarter. 7 points in the quarter and 20 for the ballgame. 34-8 lead for the Lady Hawks. 4 minutes to play. Second quarter. And Sandy Valley basketball. Here's Nicholson across the timeline. Dribbles it to the foul line, to the lane. Runner up in the air going to be no good, but a blocking foul is going to be the call. That'll be slapped inside on Ashley Mullett, the second team foul on Highland. Ashley has her second personal.
Yeah, another good drive there by Peyton Nicholson, the 5'5 junior guard for Sandy Valley. Very quick.
She is. That's to be a timeout called now with 3:46 to play in the half. Highland up 34-8. This is girls IVC basketball on WKLM.
If you own an SUV or light truck, finding the perfect tire just got a whole lot easier. Let Holmes Tire LLC show you what the Yokohama Geolander HT Geo56 can do for your daily drive. Stop by today and fill out a finance application for approval with no credit needed on the Yokohama Geolander HT Geo56. Call Holmes Tire LLC in Millersburg, 330-674-0025, or their other locations in Spencer, 330-648-2401, Mount Vernon, 740-392-1811, and Loudonville, 419-408-3607.
After the game, we'll be announcing the Six Bunnies Player of the Game. Known for their super soft styles, Six Bunnies can outfit your entire family for any sporting event. Stay up to date with their latest offerings on Facebook and Instagram, and shop online at sixbunnies.com. Six Bunnies, for quality and service, never go out of style. McRoy alongside Troy Fitz for the broadcast. The Highland kind of doing what they do here in this first half.
Highland is doing what they do, which is playing extremely well right now. But you know what I love about this, Matt? They're, again, the role players. The young players are getting a lot of time in this, which is just making this Highland team better. And you know, when you wonder if they can add another dimension, Highland finds a way to do that all the time.
And that's scary if they can do that, no question.
Yeah, absolutely.
Peyton Nicholson is at the foul line. He has 4 first half points. Looking to add on to that, she lines it up. And fires it up in the air. It's going to be good. So 5 points now for Nicholson. She'll have one more free throw to go. And the second free throw. That is up, and that is going to be good as well.
3 of 4 from the line for Nicholson.
Solid job there, and she has 6 points. Leads the way for the Cardinals. 34-10 lead for Highland. And again, 3:46 to play in the second quarter. Inbounded to Macy Mullett. The freshman will walk it across the timeline for the Lady Hawks. Out of the right side, gets the handoff to Evie Mast. Out top to Habiger. Left wing to Stutzman. Her three-pointer's up in the air. It's going to be off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound slapped out of bounds. It'll be off of Highland, so Cardinals will have it. And with it on the back baseline will be 5'9 sophomore Teresa Petro. At 3 points, 4 rebounds in that previous matchup against Highland. She'll get the pass off near side and across the timeline. The dribble now high on the left. Gets the hand off to Athena Ritter at center circle. And now the dribble to the right point, to the foul line. Kicks it out top. Going to be grabbed by Ritter. Back at the right point. Head fake now to the foul line. Runner up in the air. Going to be no good by number 5. Don't have that. And it'll be a rebound grabbed by Macy Mullen. Highland ball. Back in the right corner. And being grabbed and a foul called as Edie Mast had it. She was knocked to the floor. And it'll be for the Cardinals their second team foul of the second quarter. And call that the third on Athena Ritter.
That's a little foul trouble there for Sandy Valley.
She'll be out, and Nicholson, after a quick rest, she'll be back in. And Eckinger will have a seat. Checking in will be Sydney Hallenstein, 5'9 freshman for the Cardinals. 3:03 to play in the half. Highland basketball near side corner. Actually, now they'll have it just been on their own basketball.
Well, as soon as the officials sorted out, they didn't neither one of them wanted to go to the baseline. Now we are.
Now we're doing it. Macy Mola to inbound. Under the basket, grabbed by Habiger, lost it and stole it away by Nicholson after Highland's fifth turnover. Nicholson across the timeline. Working against Evie Mast. Now to the right point. Bounce pass far side goes to Hallenstein. Dribbles it to the corner. Gets the handoff. Slapped away. Hallenstein grabs it again. Back in the corner again for the Cardinals. Here midcourt ball thrown across the midcourt line and out of bounds. That'll be a turnover. Up to number 16 on Sandy Valley.
Yeah, Highland continues to play really good defense out in space.
And 2.5 to play in the second. Lady Hawks will have it. Back in there is 5'7 freshman Macy Miller. Inbounds it to Ashley Mullen. Mullen to the right wing. Now to the baseline. Cross-court pass goes out top to Miller. Now the Joplin Yoder to the foul line. On the right wing back to Macy Miller. Back out top with a three-pointer up there. Going to be knocked down again by who else but Ashley Mullen.
Her stroke just keeps getting better and better.
23 points for Ashley Mullen in the first half. And now her second three-pointer. 37-10 Highland. 2:10 to play, second quarter. Sandy Valley basketball. Nicholson's in the front court. Picks it up on the right wing now to Hallenstein. Dribbles it to the corner. Back in the right wing. The dribble now crossover to the foul line. Spinning around. Runner up in the air. Going to be no good. Number 5 missed it. Rebound grabbed by Tori Weaver. Highland ball. Now Ashley Mullett. Pass right corner. Goes to Evie Mass. Three-pointer up in the air. Going to be off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound grabbed under the basket by Macy Miller. Highland still has it. Now Ashley Mullett. Dribbles it to the foul line. Cross-court pass to Evie Mast. Her three-pointer is going to be good this time.
That looked good when it left her hand. Nice shot, Evie.
8 points for Evie Mast. Her second three-point basket made. 40-10 lead for Highland. 1.5 to play in the second quarter. Cardinals basketball. Here's Nicholson at center circle. Directing traffic on the right wing. Bounce pass goes the corner to Hallenstein. Back at the right point. Received out top on the cross-court pass. Stolen away. Ashley Mullett. Coast to coast there and spins around. What a move. Left hand. That's going to be no good. Oh, knocked out of bounds. It'll be staying with, I believe, Sandy Valley. But what a move by Ashley Mullen.
Her level of quickness this year just continues to impress me game after game, especially going to her left.
Yes.
You know, you'll see a good ball player when you walk in the gym if you don't know if she's right or left hand, and that's Ashley Mullen.
Yep. That's the way she does it. Great change of direction. Highland basketball. Inbounded to Joplin or back to Stutzman, who grabbed it out of bounds. And that'll be a Highland turnover there, sixth. 1:10 to play in the half. Highland, a lead of 40-10. Cardinals basketball. Here's Nicholson across the timeline. Down to the foul line. Picks the left wing. Pass in the right point area. And the dribble pass near side by Falk. Stolen away by Mallory Stutzman. In transition, Stutzman comes to a jump stop. Shot left hand going to be no good, but she was fouled by Nicholson. Her third personal and 13th foul. Now the Cardinals and Stutzman at the foul line.
Yeah, and Mal's a girl I probably don't brag about enough either because, Matt, boy, she just plays so well. Great job defensively, and what an outstanding rebounder Mal Stutzman is.
A little bit of everything she does, no question.
Indeed.
That free throw's up and going to be good. Rattles at home. Mallory Stutzman, 5'10", senior, averaging 11.5 a game. 13 points, 4 boards in the previous matchup against Sandy Valley. And so far tonight, she has 4 points with that first made free throw.
She's a girl that can do about anything for you. She can go in and do the dirty work, but Mal can step it outside and hit threes for you as well. She's a dangerous ball player.
Very versatile. Lines it up. We're another senior. That free throw up being knocked down. 5 points for Mallory Stutzman. 42-10 lead for Highland. 50 seconds to play in the half. Cardinals have it. Nicholson dribbles it across the timeline against Weaver. Takes it down to the right wing. Dances around now to the foul line. Kicks the left wing back over to Eckinger. Her cross-court pass goes right side now to Stinger. Back in the left wing, back to Nicholson. Dribbles it back in the corner. Now three-pointer by Emma Falk. Going to be no good. Rebound to Weaver. Highland ball, 25 seconds. Into the front court. Goes over to Chris Troyer. Across the lane to Macy Mullen. Her shot up in the air. No good. Rebound going to be snatched away by Teresa Petro. Cardinals basketball, 15 seconds to go in the half. Pass inside. Goes over to Eckinger. Shot no good, but she's going to be fouled. That'll send Callie Eckinger to the foul line to shoot two.
Yeah, I think they're going to get Macy Mullen on that. Got her with the body.
13 foul on Highland, and Macy will have her first personal foul. And Callie Eckinger, 5'7 freshman. No points, three boards that first time around against Highland. Lines up this free throw. It's going to be good. 3 points so far in the first half here. Again, Matt Corey alongside Troy Fritz for tonight's broadcast. Plenty more basketball coming away all week long on WKLM. All the games this week will be video live streamed on YouTube and also on the radio as well as the internet throughout the course of this week. And also high school wrestling. Knights Invitational will be video live streamed also all day coming up this Saturday from the Dungeon. Second free throw going to be no good. Rebound going to be grabbed by Petro with a foul call, I believe, on the Cardinals.
Indeed, they did get a foul.
Huh. 14 foul on them. Yeah, that's going to be called actually on Petro, kind of pushing off to get that rebound.
That's why she got it so easy, Matt.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Highland ball. Here's Macy Mullet's pass. Into the corner to Macy Miller. Back to Mullet. Her cross-court pass down to Trish Troyer. Troyer to the baseline. Lobs it out top, and time expires at the end of the half. Halftime score from Sandy Valley. It's Highland 42 and Sandy Valley 11. Back around the recap the first half for you after this on WKLM.
Are you ready to accelerate towards your dreams with a new car, ATV, boat, or some extra cash for personal needs? This is Zach Deidinger, a banking center manager at the Commercial and Savings Bank, here to help you fund your next adventure. Our team of experts is committed to finding the right solution for you with competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Visit csb1.com to apply online or give us a call at 800-654-9015 to speak with a loan specialist and discover the CSB Advantage. The Commercial and Savings Bank. Relationships you can bank on. Member FDIC.
The employees of Holmes Wayne Electric Cooperative work hard and wear many hats at the cooperative. But that dedication goes beyond providing power to keep the lights on. They also are very active in their communities. Some volunteer at their local church. Others are coaching youth. And some giving back through working for their township or community board. So what makes this cooperative different? They focus on people. Holmes Wayne Electric. Always here for their members. Always here for their community.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Visit Humble Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Orville, and Worcester, or online at humblegrp.com.
A single-family home located at 5181 Eagle Drive in Millersburg is listed for sale by Kaufman Realty and Auctions with an asking price of $450,000. This property was built in 2017 and has three bedrooms and two full baths with 1,713 square feet. Located in the Hawks Landing subdivision within the East Holmes Local School District. For more information or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Nolan Mackey at 330-231-0028 or check it out at kaufmanrealty.com.
Viker Concrete, located on County Road 189 between Benton and Holmesville, specializes in ready-mix concrete and state-approved limestone, sand, and gravel. All mix styles are available, and you can count on fast, dependable delivery and competitive prices. Viker Concrete has served Holmes and surrounding counties for over 75 years. Call Viker Concrete today for all your concrete needs at 674-0038. Remember, for quality concrete, it's Viker Concrete.
Hi, this is Kerry Taylor, and at Millersburg Electric, we understand that your time is valuable, and you deserve a salesperson who will listen to your needs and budget, then works hard to search for availability of the right appliance to get to you in the timeliest manner. As part of a multi-million dollar buying group, our pricing is just as competitive as all those larger stores, and we get quick access to thousands of appliances. Finally, we'll send a dedicated delivery and install team to your home, and we offer service on your purchase long after the sale. Since 1945, Millersburg Electric on State Route 83 or 24/7 at MillersburgElectric.com.
It is halftime from Sandy Valley. It is all Lady Hawks. They lead at 42-11 over Sandy Valley in the first half. Highland led 22-7 after the first quarter and never looked back from there, outscoring the Lady Cardinals 20-4 in the second. And Highland leads at 42-11 at the half. For Highland, in the first half, leading the way was Ashley Mullett. She was outstanding as per usual. Ashley Mullett, the Ashland commit, went 2 for 3 from downtown and also 7 for 10 from two-point range and 3 for 3 from the foul line. Ashley Mullett had 23 first-half points and already through one half, just 5 points shy of tying her season high and in double figures for the 14th time on the season. After that, Evie Mast in the first half would finish up going 2 for 3 from beyond the three-point line, 1 for 2 from two-point range. Mast had 8 points. Also, 5 points scored by Mallory Stutzman, 4 for Trish Troyer, and also 2 scored by Ellie Hamburger, running out the 42-point total for the Lady Hawks. For Simi Valley of the way, that was Peyton Nicholson. As for Nicholson in the first half, she would go 1 for 2 from three-point distance, 0 for 1 from two-point range, and also 3 for 4 for the foul line. Nicholson had 6 points, 3 points scored by Callie Eckinger, 2 for Athena Ritter, running out the Simi Valley total of 11. Halftime score, it was Highland 42 and Simi Valley 11. Now for the first half team numbers, here's Troy Fritz.
And thank you very much, Matt. For Highland in the first half, a red-hot shooting first half of the Hawks. They would go 46% from three-point range for 6 from 13. Simi Valley just 1 of 6 for 18%. For Simi Valley from two-point range, 2 of 7 for 29%. Highland 11 of 22 for field good for 50%. The Lady Hawks perfect at the free throw line, going 5 of 5, while the Lady Cardinals 4 of 6 for 75%. Highland would force Simi Valley into 18 turnovers while committing just 6 of their own. They would grab 21 rebounds in the first half to just 10 by Simi Valley.
Individual rebounding leaders for the Lady Hawks. It was 4 boards for Mallory Sussman. She had 3 at the offensive end. And also 4 rebounds for Troy Reaver. 3 boards for Trish Troyer. And for Simi Valley, it was 2 boards apiece for Peyton Nicholson and Teresa Pretro. Halftime score, Highland up 42-11 over Simi Valley. I've said it for many times here. The thing I marvel the most about Highland is that no matter what the score, even if it's a wide margin like this, Highland seems to continue to keep their focus to play efficient basketball. We saw that in the first half.
And that's good basketball discipline, a team that's really focused. And yeah, Matt, your point is spot on. Highland, they don't change who they are. They play their game no matter what's on the other side of the floor, and they do it the best of their ability, and they're doing really good tonight.
Ashley Mullett, we can't see enough superlatives about her, but it's worth repeating again, isn't it? I mean, 23 points and just doing what Ashley, she makes it look easy out there.
Well, she does. I mean, this Highland team is loaded with a lot of great players, but Ashley, I mean, she deserves the praise. She's worked hard, and just, you know, every game we see something different about her game that we love, and you know, she's just fun to watch.
No question. Highland has jumped down to that 42-11 lead here at the halftime, taking on Simi Valley. We'll take a break, come back with the second half after this on WKLM.
When you're thinking of old-fashioned smokehouse flavor, think Sugar Valley Meats. They cure their own ham and bacon, and the old-fashioned smokehouse uses hickory, apple, and sassafras. Processing, curing, and custom butchering are available, cut to your specifications. That's Sugar Valley Meats on Dutch Valley Drive in Sugar Creek. Turn left at the light, and Sugar Valley Meats is 1/4 mile on the right. Call today, 330-852-4423.
Sierra Pacific Products are an MRB Siding Supply. Their products will enhance any decor and make any home brighter, more inviting, and more comfortable with wood interior windows in 9 wood species. With 70 exterior colors, whether you're replacing, renovating, remodeling, or rebuilding, they have exactly what you're looking for. From the Sierra Pacific Transcend replacement windows and doors to their Westchester double hung windows. That's MRB Siding Supply on County Road 624 in Millersburg or on the web at MRBSiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys, MRV Siding Supply.
At Promotion Therapy Services, customer service and specialized treatment options are what set us apart. We work hard for our patients day in and day out. Our team of physical and occupational therapists are conveniently located for you in the heart of Millersburg. Can't come to us? We'll come to you with our team of therapists who specialize in home health services. We make it easy to receive physical therapy, emphasizing a close relationship with your physician as well as helping you navigate the insurance process. Our team is excited to begin offering new services such as dry needling, sports-focused rehab, foot orthosis consultations, and taping. With questions, call us. 330-600-0844 or visit us online at promotion-therapy.com. We look forward to promoting a better you and would like to wish all winter sports a safe and healthy season.
Denko Marketing of Millersburg reminds you that a properly working and maintained garage door is critical to safety. Door springs, bottom brackets, cables, and supports are under extreme tension and can cause serious injury if dealt with improperly. That's why your local garage door dealer is the one to trust. His professional expertise keeps your garage door working as it should and puts the job in the right hands. A safety and service tip from Denco Marketing of Millersburg, where the business at hand is the business of home.
Have you experienced the difference of hometown independent pharmacy lately? If not, now is the perfect time to start. Premier Pharmacy inside Rhodey's IGA is now open and accepting new patients. This is Joel Gauss from Premier Pharmacies in Berlin and Millersburg, inviting you to come experience the Premier Pharmacy difference. We want to be your teammate as you navigate the complex world of healthcare, offering you consistent, fast service and always being available to answer whatever questions you may have. Call us or stop in today. We will transfer all your active prescriptions from your current pharmacy so you don't have to worry about a thing. That's why we are Premier Pharmacy, your hometown independent pharmacy.
Get your vehicle back on the road smooth and problem-free with Village Motors Collision Center. Hi, this is Deke Miller, and our Collision Center works on all makes and models and has available deductible assistance, along with loaner and rental vehicles available for your use, complimentary oil change packages, not to mention that we are the preferred repair shop for most insurance companies. Ask us about our cleanup packages with four great packages from basic to premium by appointment only starting at $19.95. For collision repair, make your first stop at Village Motors in Millersburg.
Just about ready for the start of the second half. Again, this game is being the video live streamed on the WKLM YouTube page, courtesy of the Claxton Communication team of Casey Claxton, producing tonight's live stream coverage, and also Sean Troyer, as well as Natalie Holbrook, working the camera. Go to YouTube, search WKLM Radio to find the live stream coverage for tonight. Of course, you can watch it live or go back and watch it later on this evening as well. We're also on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. Kenna Howell patrolling things back at WKLM Sports Central. McCoy alongside Troy Fritz for the broadcast this evening as we begin the start of the third quarter. Cardinals basketball going left to right. And with it is Peyton Nicholson into the front court. Six first half points for her. Bounce pass out top to Petro. On the right wing, back to Nicholson. Head fake, shovels it out top to Emma Falk. Three pointers up in the air, going to be knocked down.
Stepped into a three.
First points of the game, Emma Falk. 42-14 Highland, they have it. Ashley Mullett now to the front court, calls out the play. Going from right to left in the second half are the Lady Hawks. Mullett to the right wing, picks it up. Around the foul line, Trish Troyer, 15 footers up in the air, in and out, no good. Rebound grabbed and put back by Stutzman is going to be good. Mallory Stutzman has seven on the putback. 44-14 Highland. Cardinals basketball. Nicholson across the timeline. Dribbles it now to the right wing, picks it up. Pass goes to the corner over to Falk, out top to Nicholson. Her three-pointer is going to be no good, missed everything. As it goes short of the rim and out of bounds, it'll be Highland basketball. 44-14 Lady Hawks. They have it. Ashley Mullett now across the half-court line. On the left point, the Stutzman. Out top, Evie Mast. Left wing, back over to Ashley Mullett, inside the Joplin unit. Back out top the Mast, right wing to Stutzman. Her three-pointer is going to be off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound fought for, grab under the basket by Emma Falk. And she'll get it to Nicholson now for Simi Valley. Nicholson walks it toward the half-court line, now into the front court. Guarded by Mast. Picks it up. Pass around the foul line to Ritter. Runner by Ritter from 15 feet away. She'll knock it down.
Yeah, nice adjustment there. Get that floating one-hander.
4 points for Ritter now. Highland ball. Pass inside by Troyer. Knocked out of bounds by Eckinger. Highland will keep it.
Hey, give Sandy Valley a lot of credit here. Coming out down bad at halftime. They're coming out playing with a lot of intensity.
Yeah, good mindset. Still playing hard out there.
Absolutely.
And Highland now to inbound it. Pass by Mullett. Out top to Stutzman. Left wing now. Trish Troyer. Three-pointers up in the air. Going to be no good. Rebound. Fought four to the four. Grabbed by Stutzman. Out top, Joplin Uter. Highland still with it. Here's Ashley Mullett. Right wing to Evie Mast. To the foul line. Cut off. Hands it off to Stutzman. Right wing back over to Troyer. To the corner to Ashley Mullett. Mullett dribbles it high on the right side. Hands it off to Stutzman. Back to Mullett. Near the midcourt line. They'll reset the offense. Now the Stutzman. Left wing back to Trish Troyer. Around the foul line. Joplin Uter. Right corner now to Ashley Mullett. That three-pointer is going to be no good. Out top. She's down again on the board by Trish Troyer. Mullett now drive. Into the corner back to Evie Master. Three-pointer is going to be no good. Rebound again by Highland. Now Joplin Yoder has it, and she's going to be fouled. And Highland all over the offensive boards.
That's four of them here early in the third.
First team foul in Stanley Valley. Called that on Ritter. I do believe that would be her fourth personal foul, and it is.
It is indeed.
Highland to win about it. Ashley Mullet out top the system. Batted away. There's a steal by Nicholson, however. And Nicholson on the other end on transition. Her layup is going to be no good. Rebound. Knocked to the floor. Out of bounds. It'll be off of Highland, so Cardinals will keep the basketball. Macy Mullet in and Ellie Hamburger in. Out Joplin Yoder as well as Ashley Mullet. 44-16 Lady Hawks. 5.5 to play third quarter. Nicholson pass to the right block. Goes over to Eckinger. Back to Nicholson. Her three-pointer for the quarter. No good. Rebound grabbed off the bounce by Ashley Mullet. Into the front court. Pass goes to Trish Troyer. Back in the corner to Macy Mullet. Now to Ashley. Her three-pointers up in there going to be knocked down.
She didn't miss two in a row very often.
No doubt. 26 points now for her. Her third three-point basket made. 47-16 Highland. Here's Nicholson to the foul line. Crosser pass to the corner goes to Eckinger. Left wing. A three-pointer up in the air. Going to be no good by Ritter. Rebound snatched away by Mallory Stutzman. She'll take it herself for Highland across the timeline. Stutzman, right wing. Nice look inside. Through the hands of Haber. Good to handle that fastball again.
Wow. You know, they might want to look at her for softball this year, but Mal threw a bullet down there. What a nice pass. Seven rebounds for Mal tonight.
Getting it done. In multiple facets, as per usual. Stay tuned immediately following the game for High School Scoreboard on WKLM. It's brought to you by Home Siding Contractors. Again, Kenny Howe reporting all the area basketball scores for you all the way until midnight. Nicholson with it for Stanley Valley across the timeline. Pass goes to the corner now. Three-pointer goes up with the air by Davis. That'll be no good. Tatum Davis missed the shot. Rebound goes to Sutzman for her eighth rebound of the game. Macy Mullet now to the front court for Highland on the left point. She'll find Ashley Mullet. Three-pointer going to be good again.
Why not?
Make that a new season high. 29 points, Ashley Mullet. 50-16 Highland. Cardinals have it now. Nicholson across the timeline. Back in the right side. Grabbed by Stinger. Here cross court pass to Ritter. Back in the corner to the Nicholson. Guarded by Macy Mullet. Nicholson holds onto it. Pokes loose, dribbles it left wing. Goes down top now to Tatum Davis. On the right wing, back to Stinger. Her three-pointers up in there are going to be no good. Rebound chased down by Ashley Mullet. Long pass, front court goes to Stutzman. To the basket, head fake. Kicks it back left wing, back to Ashley Mullet. Her three-pointers going to be good again.
Another one.
Wow. Make it 32 points if you need them for Ashley Mullet. Adding on to that season high, now a timeout for Stanley Valley. 53-16 Highland, 3:53 to play third quarter. This is Girls IVC Basketball on WKLM. There's nothing better than the sound of a hammer, a drill, and a saw. A&R Builders in Berlin has been putting all those tools to work for the past 25 years. If you need re-roofing work done, A&R Builders is the place to call. They'll also do new homes for both residential and general contractors, along with pole buildings, decks, and custom framing. Call A&R Builders in Berlin at 893-2111. That's 893-2111. After the game, we'll be announcing the Six Bunnies Player of the Game, offering design styles of both traditional and glitter. You'll never have to worry about looking good on game day. Stay up to date with their latest offerings on Facebook and Instagram, and shop online at sixbunnies.com. Six Bunnies, where quality and service never go out of style, and I kind of wonder who might be vying for that possible player of the game.
Well, if you're talking about Ashley Mullet, she's only 5 of 7 from downtown. She's 7 of 10 inside the arc, and she's 3 of 3 from the line. She's having a good night.
Can't get much more efficient than that.
Well, throw 4 rebounds in for good measure.
Wow. 32 points for Mullet. New season high. Cardinals had the basketball out of the timeout. Cross-court pass goes to Stinger. Back in the corner goes to Athena Ritter. Back inside now to Davis. Down to Stinger to the baseline. Under the basket. Cut off. Cross-court pass back to the corner. Back to Davis. She'll find Ritter high on the left side. On the right point, back to Nicholson. 3:25 and counting, third quarter. Nicholson surveys it, holds on to the basketball against Tori Weaver. Crossover out top, now to the foul line. Lobs it back to the corner, goes to Ritter. Her three-pointer going to be good.
Oh, nice shot.
Athena Ritter has 7 points now for her. Her first three-point basket made. 53-19 Highland, though, with 3 minutes to play in the third. Pass right wing goes to Tori Weaver. Her three-pointer going to be no good. Rebound to the floor. Chased down by Nicholson. Nicholson takes it. Long pass to the front court. Grabbed by Stinger to the corner. Goes to Ritter. That shot up in the air going to be knocked down. That is a three-pointer by Athena Ritter again.
Yeah, 2 in a row for her. 2 of 5 from downtown.
And timeout call. 2:42 to play in the third. 53-22 lead for Highland. And we'll take a timeout. This is Girls IVC Basketball on WKLM.
Melway Paving Company is a well-known asphalt paving contractor for homes and surrounding counties since 1964, specializing in asphalt paving, chip and seal, and seal coating. For your next paving project, call Melway Paving at 330-279-9000. Melway Paving is a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
Yoder Family Roofing and Spouting, serving you for the past 25 years. Located in Millersburg and serving the surrounding areas, call or text 330-695-3000 for all your roofing and spouting needs. And Highland up big. And out of the timeout, it'll be Lady Hawks with the basketball.
Couple of Macy's in the game now, Macy Mullett and Macy Miller.
And Mullett will act as the point guard, takes it across the timeline. Pass right wing to Joplin Yoder. Into the corner to Mallory Stutzman, dribbles it to the foul line. Cross-court pass, left corner now to Miller, to Macy Mullett. Right point to Stutzman, dribbles it, cut off. Into the corner, back over to now Ashley Mullett, shovels it out top. Back now in the hands of Macy Mullett. Left wing back to Joplin Yoder. Her three-pointer's going to be no good. Rebound going to be grabbed by Ritter, and she'll be fouled. Going over her back was Macy Mullett. That'll be the first team foul on Highland. Macy Mullett has her second personal.
Yeah, Athena Ritter did a great job getting the defensive position there on the board.
Inbound to Peyton Mickelson in the backcourt. Under 2 minutes to play, third quarter. Dribbles herself across the timeline. Nicholson. And going to be bumped and fouled, I believe, by Macy Mullett again. So it'll be her third personal foul, second team foul now on the Hawks.
Getting her money's worth tonight, Matt.
She is. It'll be Mullett checking out. Evie Mass checking back in. Running clock right now, 1:35 and counting. Inbounded to Nicholson. Jab step, dribbles it to the center circle. Now with it high on the right side. Surveys it. Nicholson crossover out top. Comes to a jump stop. Pass inside. Corralled now by Tatum Davis. She'll bank it up and in.
Yeah, good luck.
First two of the night for Tatum Davis. 53-24 Highland. They have it. Ashley Mullett out to the foul line. And the left wing, the Stutzman. Drive to the lane. Duffs inside the Joplin Yoder. She'll lay it up and
nice
in.
Nice look. Good two-man game.
Assist from Stutzman. Joplin Yoder has her first two tonight. 55-24 Highland. Under a minute to play, third quarter. Here's Nicholson. Dribbles a three-quarter score against Evie Mass down across the timeline. Dribbles it out top. Nicholson spinning around, and timeout called by Sandy Valley. 47 seconds to play in the third, 55-24 Highland. This is Girls IVC Basketball on WKLM. Stop in all this week for these great savings at Rohde's IGA. They have sweet and crisp Eastern grown Gala apples for 99 cents a pound, IGA tomato juice for $1.88, and IGA darker light kidney beans or chili beans for 88 cents. They also have pork loin boneless country style ribs for $2.49 a pound, pork loin boneless pork roast for $2.49 a pound, ballpark all beef franks for $3.99, Sugardale sliced bacon for $2.99, 16 ounce package of tilapia fillets for $4.99, and 16 to 20 count cooked cocktail shrimp for $7.49. That's now through Sunday at Rohde's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg. Take a look at the rest of this week. On Thursday, girls basketball, Worcester is at West Holmes in that contest. And then Friday, boys basketball, West Holmes is at Mount Vernon for that game. And then Saturday, I mentioned high school wrestling, the Knights Invitational. We'll have wrestling video live streamed all day long on the WKLM YouTube page, so don't miss that. And it'll be throughout the day. West Holmes Knights wrestling team have another outstanding season, so that'll be beginning at 10 a.m. Saturday morning. We'll have coverage throughout the day with Jake Seidel and Will O'Donnell for the content of the calling on that game. On that, the wrestling coverage on Saturday, I should say. And then also Saturday night, boys basketball. Highland is at Otto by Glandorf, and that should be a good one as well on Saturday. That'll also be video live streamed on YouTube for that game Saturday night from Ottawa. And it is going to be Sandy Valley basketball out of the timeout. Peyton Nicholson to the front court. Dribbles it to the foul line, to the lane, dumps it inside. Maybe grabbed and a laid up, no good. Inside by Lily Wood, got her own rebound. Did Wood, and then it'll be a foul call. Wood, a 6-foot freshman in the game now for Sandy Valley.
Coming in, getting a little action.
And the Cardinals will have it. And the third team foul on Highland, and Weaver gets her, defeat New Mass, her first personal foul, rather. In out of the corner. Davis gets the handoff. Now to Nicholson. Nicholson spins around, 28 seconds to go in the third. On the right wing, back to Davis. Right corner in the hands of Ritter. Ritter dribbles it out top. Finds Nicholson. Left wing, back over to Davis. Shovels it out top, now to Ritter with 17 seconds. High on the right side to Ekinger. Out top now to Davis. Back on the right wing to Nicholson. Back on the left wing now to Ekinger. Into the corner now. 3-pointer up there by Ritter. Going to be off the side of the backboard. That's no good. Rebound going to be corralled by Ashley Mullen. Mullen's pass to the corner. Going to be grabbed by Mass, but he do not get the shot off. That'll close out the third quarter of play. At the end of three, it is Highland 55 and Saney Valley 24. This is Girls IVC Basketball on WKLM.
At Home Siding Contractors, our mission is to give homeowners a quality product, whether it's our vinyl siding or our energy-efficient replacement windows and doors. Home Siding Contractors is ready to turn your home into one of your biggest energy-saving assets. You'll notice the difference as your home will stay warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Call 888-725-6619 for a in-home estimate or find all of our products at homesiding.com. Home Siding Contractors, Home Siding, Home
Siding Contractors. Beachy's Auto Care and Truck Center continues to offer the convenience of two great locations on U.S. 62 in Winesburg and on County Road 201 in Berlin. The Winesburg shop will take care of heavy-duty truck and fleet customers from 7 a.m. to midnight, while the Berlin facility will repair auto and light trucks from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Contact them in Winesburg at 359-5421 or in Berlin at 674-6970. That's Beachy's Auto Care and Truck Center in Winesburg and Berlin.
Each team scored 13 points in that third quarter. Third quarter numbers courtesy of Troy Fritz. Highland 3-for-8 from downtown in the third quarter for 27% shooting. Sandy Valley's 3-for-6 for 50%. From two-point range, Highland 2-for-3 for 67%, while Sandy Valley was 2-for-4 for 50%. Another team attempted a foul shot. Highland out-rebounding Sandy Valley 10-3 in the third. Two turnovers for the Lady Hawks, none for Sandy Valley in that third quarter of play. Highland basketball to begin the fourth. Pass inside. Nice look by Sussman. Goes to Trish Troyer, who banks it up and in.
Nice assist by Mal.
Troyer has six now. 57-24 Highland. Of course, the running clock into effect in the second half. Cardinals had the basketball. Here's Peyton Nicholson. Dances around out top. Crossover down to the right wing. Pass near side. Corral now by Falk, who dribbles it out top. Back at the right point to Nicholson. Into the corner, we're seeing now the drive by Ekinger to the foul line, to the baseline. Falls down, and going to be stripped away by Ashley Mullen. It'll be tied up. Arrow stays with Sandy Valley.
Yeah, Ashley Mullen continuing to play hard. Great defense on the baseline.
Effort still there into the fourth. And now to Winbattop. It'll be Nicholson. Shovels it out top. Received now by Athena Ritter. Dribbles it. On the left wing, the Ekinger, her three-pointer screws up in the air, going to be no good. Rebound going to be tied up inside. And that arrow will point to Highland this time around, of course. Again, stay tuned immediately following the game for High School Scoreboard on WKLM, brought to you by Home Siding Contractors. We'll have all the area basketball scores for you all the way until midnight. Highland basketball. Troyer's pass out top to Evie Mass, down to Sutzman on the right wing. Out top now to Ashley Mullet. Three pass inside the Joplin Yoder. Her shot going to be up, no good, but a foul is called on that step in, and we fouled on Charlie Stinger.
Yeah, good strong move by Joplin. Had a little trouble getting a handle on the ball, but fought to the basket. She'll shoot two.
First team foul on the Cardinals in the fourth. First personal foul on Charlie Stinger. At the foul line, Joplin Yoder. Free throw is going to be up and good. 3 points now, Joplin Yoder. 5'11 junior, averaging 12 a game. Had 4 points, 14 boards that first time around against Sandy Valley. That free throw no good. Rebound going to be knocked to the floor. Going to be grabbed out of bounds, and Highland's going to have the basketball. So the Hawks will have it. Cardinals 19 turnovers tonight. Highland has seven by comparison. Embedded right to the foul line, the Joplin Yoder. Dribbles it. On the left wing, the mast, out top, Ashley Mullet. Inside on the right post goes to Joplin Yoder. Her shot can be off the last and good.
I like that they're still looking inside the Joplin this late in the game.
And she has five now. 60-24 Highland. Three-pointer for the right wing. Meanwhile, knocked down by Ritter, who's gotten the hot hand all of a sudden.
She has indeed. Another deep three. Looked good.
Athena Ritter now up to 13 points, her third three-pointer. Pass inside again to Joplin Yoder, and she'll make it in again, and the foul. Joplin Yoder now to the foul line.
You know, Ashley Mullet's that kind of player. Joplin's not had a big scoring night. She knows she needs a few points. Last two times, she's put the ball right into Joplin.
Feed her teammates. Get her going.
Amen.
Up the 7 points. Now the free throw to complete the three-point play is good. 8 points for Joplin Yoder. 63-27 Highland. 6.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Nicholson with it. Dribbles it across the timeline to the right wing. Back in the corner goes to Emma Falk. And going to be a timeout, Saney Valley. 6:21 to go. 63-27 Highland. This is girls IVC basketball on WKLM.
At Mack Oil Field Service, they offer specialized trucking, water hauling, dirt work, and general oil field service in New York, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Ohio. They have the equipment and manpower to tackle any task handed to them. The future lies in the hands of our youth, and Mack Oil Field Service is proud to support them. Call Mack Oil Field Service for all your oil field needs at 330-674-7371. That's 330-674-7371.
Don't let your home be without power. Call Holmesville Electric, your local Generac automatic standby generator dealer. Holmesville Electric has factory-certified technicians and carries the full line of parts and service kits for all your Generac needs. Call today, 330-279-4522. And pretty good tune-up tonight for Highland. Looking pretty good, Troy. And we know they're going to have a big game on the road against Tuskegee Valley on Monday.
Well, they do. They have a big one coming up. You know what's impressed me about Highland is it's the speed of the game for them. I think for them it's like in slow motion.
Yeah.
You can just see how in tune they are out there. It's a fun thing to watch.
Yes, it is. And it'll be Cardinals basketball out of the timeout in the fourth. And Athena Redder to inbound it. Does so in the hands of Peyton Nicholson, high on the right side. Dribbles it out top. Crossover to the right wing. Pass to the corner now to Ritter. Ritter to the baseline. Her shot blocked by Joplin Yoder, and she got the board. Her pass goes front court to Ashley Mullett. Into the corner now. Three-pointer by Stutzman up in the air. Going to be no good. Rebound corralled inside by Athena Ritter. Atlas a pass to Falk. Cardinals basketball down 63-27. Nicholson has it out top at center circle. Working against Ashley Mullett high on the right side. Back near the midcourt line, and 5-second violation.
Oh, boy. Stellar defense.
Yeah.
You can't get by her. I mean, how frustrating can that be?
And as you mentioned, just good, solid defense is all it is.
Yeah, she just, you know, she's in such good defensive position. You know, you're not going to get around her. She has such quick hands.
20th turnover for Saney Valley tonight. Highland has it. Here's Ashley Mullett to the front court. Spins around high on the right. Bounce pass goes to Stutzman. Out top, Ashley Mullett. Three-pointer top of the key. Going to be no good. Rebound grabbed by Joplin Yoder. She'll put it back up and in.
Joplin, nice board.
Big fourth quarter, Joplin Yoder in second half. 65-27, Lady Hawks. 5 minutes to go. Cardinals have it to the right wing. Dribble. Out top, pass by Meade, goes out top on the pass over to Aubrey Giordano, back to the corner. Over to Howland Steinbeck, to Giordano to the corner, with the pass inside. Over to Lily Wood. Back out top to Howland Stein on the right point now, received by Bella Meade. Into the corner to the Tatum Davis, back to Meade, out top, over to Giordano. Poke loose, and stolen away by Ashley Mullen. 21st turnover. Inside the pass to Joplin Yoder. She has bumped, and that will be a foul. And it'll be the 13th foul on the Cardinals in this fourth quarter.
Man, it doesn't seem to matter what game it is. Joplin Yoder has quickly become a fourth quarter player this year.
She has been. And that's kind of one of those players you know you can go to whenever you have to.
Yeah, and she's always there and steady, just waiting for her turn. She's had a good fourth quarter.
8 points in the fourth, and all 10 points for her coming in the second half.
Yep.
And she'll have a seat now. 4 minutes to go in the counting of this running clock. 65-27 Highland. In out of the corner to Habiger. Dribbles it to the baseline. Kicks it out top to Evie Mast. Around the foul line to Macy Mullett. Right wing back to Habiger. Out top to Evie Mast. Backs it up near the midcourt line. Here's Mullett out top. Dribbles it to the foul line. 54 by Mullett. Going to be no good. Goes out of bounds, and it will be Saney Valley basketball. After the game, we'll be announcing the Six Money's Player of the Game. Six Money's your one-stop shop for all things custom apparel. Stay up to date with their latest offerings on Facebook and Instagram, and shop online at sixmoneys.com. Sandy Valley basketball. Here's Meade out top. Cross-court pass to Giordano. Back out top to Hallenstein. To the right wing. Picks it up. Hallenstein has it knocked loose and tied up by E.V. Mast. Arrow does stay with Sandy Valley.
Yeah, E.V.'s had a great defensive effort tonight here as well.
3 minutes in counting. Matt Croy alongside Troy Fritz for the broadcast. Of course, this game has been video live streamed on the WKLM YouTube page, courtesy of the Claxton communication team. That ball thrown away, stolen by Torrey Weaver. Weaver, layup going to be no good, but she'll be knocked to the floor with the foul on Bella Mead.
Torrey Weaver gets a chance to get herself in the scoring column here.
Fourth team foul on the Cardinals. Mead has her first. Weaver at the foul line. The 5'7 sophomore guard has 9 points on the season. 2 points and three boards that previous matchup against Sandy Valley. That free throw is knocked down. So point number one for the sophomore, Torrey Weaver. 2:20 and counting. That free throw's up, going to be no good. Rebound grab by Lily Wood. Cardinals with the basketball, 66-27 Highland. Into the front court, Paul Kluse, stolen away by Torrey Weaver. Hands it off to a running Macy Miller. Her layup is good.
And Macy's in the scoring column.
Indeed, her first two, 68-27, Lady Hawks. In the backcourt, the dribble by Bella Mead, the freshman. Across the timeline, juggles it, gets the pass off. Over to Giordano, back to Mead, high pass, stolen away by Weaver. Actually, he was out of bounds, couldn't quite corral it. But Weaver still playing hard out there and causing havoc.
Yeah, she almost had her third turnover in a row. Again, I love Torrey Weaver. She brings you a lot of energy.
22 turnovers for Sandy Valley tonight in Highland with 8 by comparison. Pass inside to Wood. Goes out of bounds. That'll be deflected by Habiger. It'll stay with the Cardinals. They'll have a beneath their own backboard with 118 and counting. Inbounded to Lily Wood on the right block. Juggles it. Stolen away. She steals it right back, though. Her shot's no good. Rebound again by Wood. She'll put it back up and in. Lily Wood has her first two tonight. For the 6-foot freshman. Pass inside the Weaver for Highland, meanwhile, on the other side. Back out top to Evie Mast. She'll find Macy Miller, right wing. Into the corner, here's Weaver. Drive, lost it, and stolen away. 50 seconds to go. Inside of Drew Hallenstein in transition. Hallenstein shuts up in the air, knocks it down. Sydney Hallenstein. Her first two of the game. Highland basketball. On the left wing, here's Habiger. 3-pointer is going to be no good. Rebound. Grab by Weaver. Out top to Ellie Habiger. She'll find Evie Mast. Back in the corner to Macy Mullet. Mullet to the baseline. Her layup going to be good. And a foul. Macy Mullet attacking the basket.
She got herself in the scoring column.
Tax on 2 points for Macy Mullet with the final 10 seconds to go. And that free throw up going to be good. Got the roll. And that'll just about do it. And indeed it will, and Highland gets the road victory tonight in the IVC as Highland wins it in commanding fashion, 71-31. Highland improving their record now to 14-2 for the second-ranked team in Division 4. They're now 9-0 in the IVC South. They've won two straight. Sandy Valley now to 7-9 overall, 4-5 in the IVC South Division, and they lost two games in a row. Again, the final tonight from Sandy Valley. Highland 71 and Sandy Valley 31. Back to wrap it up after this on WKLM.
Are you having ongoing issues with your flat or low-slope roof? MBB Systems of Sugar Creek specializes in flat or low-slope roofs and has been serving the community and beyond since 1977. Whether it's tracking down or resolving a persistent leak, you are in need of a complete roof replacement, or you have a new build, MBB Systems will strive to find the best solution for you. They believe if a job is worth doing, it's worth doing right. Call MBB Systems Incorporated today at 330-852-4333 and visit them online at mbbsystems.com. MEB Systems wishes all Holmes County athletes a safe and healthy season.
Everyone knows that Millersburg Tire Service sells a lot of farm tires like BKT, Seat, Firestone, Michelin, Titan, Galaxy, D-Stone, and Alliance. Hi, this is Brad Smucker from Millersburg Tire Service, and we also sold over 10,000 heavy-duty truck tires last year in 29 different brands. We can mount them in our truck bay, or we can drop them off. If it runs on tires, Millersburg Tire Service has it. Or we can get it from the many suppliers that we have available. Plus, we sell tires in Ohio and all the surrounding states. When you want the best, call Millersburg Tire Service at 330-674-1085 and talk to one of our knowledgeable sales staff celebrating our 70th year in the tire business.
Call Berlin Heating and Cooling, your Ream Pro partner, with combined knowledge of over 65 years. You know that you're calling the very best. Berlin Heating and Cooling services and installs Ream and all types of other furnaces and equipment. Berlin Heating and Cooling, they're your local team you can trust. Call today, 330-893-3057. That's 330-893-3057.
It is the final tonight from Santa Ana. Highland with the victory tonight, 71-31 over the Lady Cardinals. Highland would take a 22-7 lead after the first quarter. They led 42-11 at halftime and a 55-24 lead through three. Highland wins the game by the final margin of 71-31 over Sandy Valley. For Highland, they would have two players in double figures with Ashley Mullett leading the way again. Ashley Mullett, a new season high as she had 32 points, her 14th time in double figures on the season. How she did it, Ashley Mullett was 5 of 7 from 3-point distance and also 7 of 10 from 2-point range and 3 for 3 for the foul line. Outstanding shooting by Ashley Mullett. She finished up again with a new season high of 32 points. Also, it was in double figures, Joplin Yoder for the game. All 10 of her points came in the second half. Joplin Yoder in double figures for the 10th time this season as she went 0-for-2 on 3-point tries, 4-for-6 from 2-point range, and 2-for-3 from the foul line. Joplin Yoder had, again, 10 points on the evening. Also, 7 points for Mallory Stutzman, 6 points scored by Trish Troyer, 8 points for Evie Mast, 3 points for Macy Mullett, and 2 for Ellie Hamburger, 2 points scored also by Macy Miller, and 1 point for Tori Weaver, and that would round out the Highland total of 71. And Highland is 71 points, finishing up for them the third best individual output that they've had so far on the season in a game. First, Sandy Valley leading the way. They had one player in double figures, and that was Athena Ritter, who had a big second half. Ritter finished up going 3-for-7 from downtown, 2-for-3 from 2-point range. Ritter had 13 points, and she had 11 of those 13 in the second half of action. While Peyton Nicholson had 6 points, and also 3 points for Callie Eckinger, 2 apiece for Sydney Hallenstein and Tatum Davis, also 2 points scored by Lily Wood, running out the Cardinals' total of 31. Final score, Highland a winner, 71-31 over Sandy Valley. Now for the final team numbers, here's Troy Fritz.
Thank you very much, Matt. They look like this. Highland was 7 of 24 from 3-point range for 29%. Sandy Valley, 5 of 15 for 33%. From the field, it was Sandy Valley going 5 of 14 for 29%. Highland would go 19 of 32, good for 60% on the night. 82% from the free throw line. Highland would go 9 from 11, while Sandy Valley 4 of 6 for 75%. Rebounding advantage, a big one. Highland grabbed 39 rebounds compared to 19 for Sandy Valley. 23 turnovers by the Cardinals, 10 by the Lady Hawks.
Individual numbers, Highland leading the way on rebounding-wise. Mallory Stutzman had 8 boards on the night. 5 of those came at the offensive end. And 5 rebounds, Tori Weaver. 4 boards apiece for Trish Troyer as well as Joplin Yoder in the game also. For the contest for the rebounding numbers for Highland. And also for Sini Valley, it was 3 boards for Peyton Nicholson, 3 boards for Lily Wood, and 2 apiece for Teresa Petro, Athena Ritter, and Callie Eckinger. And again, the final numbers, Highland wins at 71-31, and Highland another commanding win here this evening.
Yeah, I mean, there's not much you can say about this one except Highland, again, was dominant. They just played an outstanding ball game, and, you know, they continue to just play a little better and better each game. It's kind of scary, Matt.
Ashley Mullett will be your Six Monies player of the game with that new season high, 32 points. What do you think? You've seen it all from Ashley. As you're talking about getting better, she keeps doing it.
Well, she does, game by game. And, you know, I said it's been fun to watch over the last 4 years, see her game develop year by year. But this year, I mean, you literally see game by game, she just seemed to do something else. And I can't wait to come back the next game and see what she's going to do next.
No question about that. And we talked about the others. You know, yeah, the other players going to step it up. We saw a lot of that here tonight with girls stepping in and contributing and making their mark.
We're going to need to do a complete pregame show just on the whole team. Because we could talk forever about every one of these players on that Highland bench. You know, it's just an incredible team. But Miles Stutzman does a great job. And, you know, Joplin, she can be quiet through three quarters. Then look out in the fourth quarter, she'll hang 10 on you. So they just have a lot of dynamics and a lot of combinations and a lot of ways to get you.
Highland gets the win, 71-31 tonight. They go to 14-2 for the second-ranked team in Division Four. They're now 9-0 in the IVC South. And Highland off the rest of this weekend. They'll get ready for that big showdown that really decide the IVC South Division Championship. Yep. And that'll be Monday at Tuskegee Valley.
That's going to be a good one.
And Sandy Valley with the loss drops to 7-9. They've lost two straight. They're 4-5 in the IVC South. They'll play Saturday in a non-conference game on the road against Carrollton. For us, plenty more action the rest of this week for us on WKLM. Thursday, girls basketball, Worcester's at West Holmes. Friday, boys basketball, West Holmes is at Mount Vernon. Both those games will be video live streamed on YouTube. And also Saturday, high school wrestling, the Knights Invitational. West Holmes, of course, in action from the dungeon. We'll have video live stream coverage on YouTube all day long from that coverage in the dungeon with Jake Seidel and Will O'Donnell on the call for that. And then also that begins at 10 a.m. Saturday morning. And then Saturday night, boys basketball. Highland is at Ottawa Glandorf. That should be a good one right there. That'll be video live streamed on YouTube. Airtime for that game right around 6:05 for that on Saturday night. Check out our entire basketball broadcast on our website at WKLMFM.com. Click on the on-air tab. We do want to thank our video live stream partners, Claxon Communications, as Casey Claxon producing tonight's live stream coverage. Also, Sean Troyer and Natalie Holbrook, of course, working the cameras as well. And also, thanks to Kenna Howe back at WKLM Sports Central. For Troy Fritz, I am Matt Croy. Reminder to stick around also for After the Game for High School Scoreboard. We have all the area basketball scores for you for 15 minutes all the way until midnight. Again, the final, it was Highland 71 and Sandy Valley 31. So long, everybody.
Thank you for listening. This has been a presentation of the WKLM Sports Department. WKLM Millersburg, your hometown sports connection. WKLM.